Good, Jim. Thanks.
Today we're going to show you why we started Project Greenlight.
We're going to call people and not use our real names and see if they're willing to hear a pitch for our script.
Hello?
Hi, Steve and Ron Sullivan looking for Scott Stuber.
Scott is in a meeting.
Okay, well, we're a writing team, and we have what we think is a really, really good movie, and we'd love an opportunity to come in and pitch to Scott.
And are you just calling by yourself, or?
I mean, our mom's upstairs, but it's just us. No, we can't. We don't have an agent yet, but we have what we think is a great script. Maybe we can just run it past you.
Can you pitch it at home?
Sure.
Maybe you should have offered a beer. Sam Adams is a beer born of the independent spirit, and that's why we proudly support Project Greenlight.
Project Greenlight, unlocking the back gate to Hollywood.
Hour by Opie and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York. Opie, Anthony.
We have our penises. They do all of our speaking for us.
They do all the talking for us.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Brewer's freaking out. It's the O&A Show.
Oh, you idiot.
Bang, bang.
Your father's staying in the doorway.
Doris, come here, look at him. Jesus Christ, he's either a faggot or he's on some. Look at him.
Run to the hills. Run for your life.
In concert. Doing the best of 70s butt rock.
Spouting a waste. And a chaos. Wiping the men. Wiping the barrel. Sagging seems to don't care.
This out before you blow your voice, man.
Hey, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Wait. We got to at least get the last part.
Okay. I'm very in.
Can you fast forward?
Yeah, I was trying to save your voice.
I got to get run for. I need a. Wait.
I got to take a drink of water.
Yeah, take a drink of water, man. We'll find it. There it goes.
Look at his face.
It's going to explode.
Bravo.
Jim Brewer playing nowhere.
My basement.
Yeah, just came in to hang with us today, man.
Jim Brewer live, stoned in his basement, performing all your favorite AC/DC, Priest, Dio, and Maiden tunes.
Gels, Nirvana, and Rufino present Jim Brewer.
In his basement, stoned out of his mind when no one's home. Run to the
one man, 50 bands. Jim Brewer is Butt Rock on the Butt Rock Tour.
Ouch. Hey, do you take requests, Hammer?
What do you want to hear, a priest?
Judas Priest.
You got to hear us screaming for vengeance, man.
Screaming for vengeance.
Oh, holy ass.
His throat's going to fly out of his head.
Remember Queensryche? Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Into the eyes of a stranger.
He's like an opera
stranger.
You're like, wow, dude, listen to him. He might be better than Halford. He might be.
Before you knew Halford was a faggy.
Dude, lead is not gay. It's heavy metal. Dick.
Yeah.
Dude, who's better? Thank you. Good night. Who cares who's a faggot? No one's better. He's the best faggot then. Then that's the way it is. You got them mateys or what?
Jim Brewer is Rob Halford in VH1 movie Screaming for Vengeance.
The first time I knew I was gay, I was about 6 years old, and I stuck.
See hardcore graphic homosexual sex with Jim Brewer.
Blast off!
Come here, you little 12-year-old. Do you like heavy metal, do you?
Blast down! Banner, banner! Come and live another blast!
All the anal we can show on VH1.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Wrapped up into 2 hours.
I remember after the show, I'd stick my spike straight up me. I'd have one spike coming out of the right nostril and another out of the left. I was truly the first heavy metal man before these bands like Metallica.
I believe you're the devil!
He was screaming for vengeance and screaming to come out.
My favorite.
Rob Halford. Screaming for anus.
Screaming for anus! Screaming for anus!
I mean, come on. Who couldn't tell this guy wasn't gay?
You like me to punch you in the back right by the liver?
Hindsight is 20/20, isn't it? When you look back at his videos, he's truly a homo.
Say it again, Fairy. Say it again.
Got another thing coming.
And we can't even go into another thing coming and what it meant. Jim Brewer is Rob Halford in a VH1 production.
And I was completely wasted out of work and out. We need on the weekend. All inside, so frustrating. Use condoms in my b.
Brewer is Rob Halford.
Nice hit, Maggie.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Excuse me.
The law.
Where's the gay club?
I bow to you, man.
Oh,
they better not have
God damn.
They better not have dumped out the line of the day.
Jim
right there.
Brewer.
Would you like some love bites?
In I'm Your Homo Lover.
I'm your homo lover! Bang you like no other!
Rob Halford.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
At the glory hole.
Someone needs to say hi to you. Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Calling from Columbus.
Yeah.
Big fan of Jim Brewer?
I am a huge fan.
Nice.
Hey, Robin.
I just think he's, like, really hot.
Oh.
Hey, there you go. Nice dick.
Whoa! I'm actually speechless. I can't believe him.
Dude, like, you got a chick on the phone. Yeah. Don't screw it up.
Don't be. I'm over here, dick.
Dude, I'm
goofing up. Ask if she likes bowling, faggot.
I'm going to C-block him.
He's going to blow it. Look at him. Nice head, dick. Look at his hair.
You guys are so
just
great.
Got a haircut.
He's C-blocking himself. All right, Robin.
All right, thanks.
Robin, thank you.
There she goes, Robin, from Columbus. Wow, that was some good S.
That was God really
damn good. Fire land.
Just, like, blow your voice out. Dude, unbelievable.
If I can go down like that in the end, yeah. I want to go out like that.
That's what Rob Halford said. If I can go down like that in the end.
If I can go down like that, Lily just high will take me with a 14-year-old, lots of leather, and my straight up his grabbing the inside of his nostrils while the other fist go right through his ears. Just from behind like a vicious hyena until my ass starts sweating. I've got swamp ass and the pimples start. If I can go down like that, just blast it out of my mind, play it in my donkey. That's the way to go out with this final scream. Just as I'm about to slap my... I suddenly went into the Scottish accent.
Well, thank God, because we're running out of delay, man.
What the ook?
They enjoyed that on hold. That...
I can't believe it.
I didn't know he said it's Jimmy. What?
What? What's he saying, man? He's a Christina's as good as you. You're going to get up or you're going to jump. I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to fight you. Now, let's go, my shot.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hi, Chad.
Jim Brewer getting us going today. John does have a comment on line 7. We'll go to him real fast.
Yeah.
John, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I used to be the hugest Priest fan when I was in junior high and high. When I found out Halford was gay, it was the adult equivalent of finding out there was no Santa Claus.
Yeah, it was a little rough to handle.
Oh, my heart broke. I was like, no!
Well, because then you start listening to the songs again and go, wait a minute.
I know,
they get
like,
right.
Damn.
Right, late. Anyway, you guys suck. Hey, thanks, John. We have so many meetings and things to do before this show. Just kind of run in and get everything set up. Yeah, we got a story to tell, I think. First of all, we got Kelbill Bill sitting in today, and, our buddy Jim Norton over there as well. Where do we begin with this story?
We had an interview today. Another interview.
We had an interview with Playboy magazine today.
We think.
I think we've been had.
You think?
I have to go on the record and say that, so in case this doesn't come about, we covered our bases.
Yeah.
But this hot piece of ass, supposedly from Playboy, shows up to do the interview. Right, Ben? Ben's giggling like a schoolgirl because he noticed that I noticed that she was hot.
I thought maybe, like at first, my first impression was, all right, they're doing a cute thing at Playboy. They're going to let one of the girls from Playboy interview us.
Right.
Because she was very hot.
I think we were just interviewed by a possible stalker of the radio show. It needs to be said.
I don't know what she was. She was hot.
Ben.
What?
Was this lady from Playboy?
I don't know. I thought so.
Who cares so?
Anyway? I mean, do we really care at this point?
I'm not.
With sales guys crashing into walls upstairs, Eddie drooling.
Yes, she walked in, and one of the sales guys walked into a wall looking at her. Walked right into a wall. And me and Opie are going up to the interview, so we're walking up the stairs, and it's another one of these, you know, we're like, all right, let's run through all this same crap again with these rioters, blah, blah, blah.
Here we go. The same questions. Hey, how did you guys meet? Who the F cares?
Right.
Who the cares?
Ready to see some guy standing there.
Do your homework. It's been said in a million articles. Who cares how we met?
There's pencil.
How'd you guys get together? Well, Anthony had this band on Long Island, and I was a dopey radio guy, and we asked for song.
No, enough of that. If I got to tell that gag one more time.
But we didn't mind telling it today because this girl is a piece of ass.
So we walk up the stairs, and all of a sudden she's standing up there.
And we're dragging our feet like, oh, God, another interview, same questions. Look at us being jaded already.
And then it's like, hi.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
No. Opie's demeanor changed faster than I've ever seen. You guys were on Ron and Fez. You guys came up. Anthony Kyle was like, you weren't paying any attention. You went from, like, whatever to the biggest smiley face. Hey, I'm Opie. Like, it was the funniest.
Nice to meet you.
Hey,
look at you.
but then we go into the conference room, and, oh, this is another little tip thing. We're getting little bits of information that are coming together in our brain as we put this puzzle together. She goes, oh, conference room? That's so, like, corporate. What? Can't we do it in your office? Like,
ooh,
no, yeah. No. You don't want to see the office.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I forgot about that. So I guess we need someone from the inside at Playboy to please call us and tell us that this is legit. I'm going on record. I'm saying it's not legit.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting. Ben, you're holding back.
Ben, you have any proof that this girl was legit today?
Maybe in an old email.
An old email?
I'm holding back. I'm going to wait and see.
So she sits down to interview us,
and she says, well, I've never done this before. You know, your first article you get to write is For Playboy magazine?
Right.
Usually, you know, you got to write for some crappy magazines. And
so let me tell you where my head's at. If any guy in the world would say that in the conference room with us, I'd be like, oh, you know, I just remembered I have to do something.
This ain't
I'd
school.
Be so out of that conference room. But she's hot. I'm like, eh, what the hell? Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Right. It's like, this isn't school. This isn't interview school.
Now, if she was writing for the Asbury Press or something, I'm just throwing a publication out there, a really lame publication out there, and said, I've never done this before. Well, that's possible. All right, she's got her start in journalism. She's working for this crappy paper, the Asbury Press. And she's doing an interview about you and I and our lovely radio show. Then that would be believable, right?
No, Playboy.
Playboy, I've never done this before.
So she pulls out her brand new micro cassette recorder and pops it on the table and starts asking us questions.
Right.
The first few were very similar to ones that we've had before.
Sure.
On this show. How'd you get together? What's the appeal of the show? All those questions, Opie, that I give those boring answers to as per tool ass dick C douche guy from Time.
Joel Stein.
Right.
So you're not looking on the other side of that Time interview, Anthony.
Oh, I'm not?
No.
You only what had, other side? The other page? It wasn't us.
No, you had one quote.
Yeah.
I had many, many quotes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, my friend.
Yeah.
This is where I'm thinking.
All right.
No one's going to remember my stupid quotes. They're always going to remember the fact that Anthony said the Olsen twins are hot in Time magazine.
That's true. All right.
They could care less about my radio gibberish that I threw at Joel Stein.
Whatever.
You had a great line, and that's what's going to be remembered in that article.
Jack Tool. So she starts with those questions, and then it gets a little personal. Like some of the questions started turning into, you know, how we like our sex.
Yeah.
Are you seeing anybody?
Oh, yeah. So we had girlfriends.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And on three separate occasions, before, during, and after this interview, she asked if we have any cute friends because she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Was that before or after she decided to get more comfortable by taking her shoes off?
Her shoes off. And then Opie, she goes, can I take my shoes off? Opie goes, I don't know, do your feet smell? She then picks up one bare foot, puts it right against her nose, and sniffs.
Very, oh very
nice move. Nice move right there.
Little sidebar, when she said, you have any cute friends, did either one of you creeps think to mention Jim Norton?
She said cute. Look at me being funny. Look at me. I'm a pistol.
Pipe
pipe down over there. I'm being funny.
Pipe down. Pipe down,
oh,
Norton.
Oh, for the love of Eve.
So,
suck.
Go ahead, Anthony. So she's asking us these questions about girlfriends and sex. And I don't really know where they were coming from or going.
No. She basically asked us how we like our sex.
How we like it. What our fetishes are.
Right. I told her my fetish. I have a new gag, man. I'm gonna play it for all it's worth.
That you have this
just
fetish?
Just giving all sorts of false information.
Well, we might as well.
I basically told her I was bipolar. I told her that I was into oculinctus. Which is the art of licking a lady's eyeballs because she likes it and she gets aroused by that.
For pleasure.
That's my fetish, I told her. And then I said my second fetish is axillism, which is the art of having sex with a girl's armpit.
Right.
Much more effective if the hair's grown in a little bit in the armpit area.
Yeah.
Moist a little hair. Go for it.
Yeah, but she's asking us about our sex habits.
Yeah. So I don't know. We left the interview just going, Paul turns to me and goes, look, I want to say this right now. I don't think that was a real interview. He goes, so if it does turn up that that's true, I just want to be on record that I said it, that I think that was just a chick that wanted to come in and hang out and just hang out
and see what happened. Because remember, too, she had like 10 pages of questions she wanted to ask us. She only got through half of it, and we were like, look, man, we got to start the show in 2 minutes, so we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I go, if you need to, you know, you come back again. Mm-hmm. We'll check you out. Oh, no, I think I got enough.
What's that about? I don't know.
What happened to all the other questions she needed to ask?
She said she's going to L.A. like tomorrow or something. Next week.
Hey, Ben, why don't we call her up?
Get her on the phone.
Get her on the phone. We need to talk to this lady. If we've been had, that's great. We'll give her the props. Why doesn't our national phone number ring anymore? That's a little strange. Something's up there.
Give the number out.
Because Philly's been calling like crazy every day. 866-277-4. Wow, if you want to get a hold of us here on the Opie and Anthony show.
So I don't know. We'll get her on the phone maybe. See what she's all about.
What are you laughing at?
I'm a pistol.
You're a pistol.
Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, listen, about this, you know, whole Playboy thing maybe possibly being fake, I had a college roommate who anytime he wanted to do something really cool, you know, meet a celebrity, he would make up a magazine and try to interview him. And, hello?
You would do that?
No, not me, my roommate.
Oh, be like fake reporter.
Yeah, like he'd say he's doing it from like the Rutgers newspaper or, you know, some other like indie music magazine.
See, most people would check.
Like, I know, that's what I'm saying. These people
would
not check.
Make sure they're legit.
See, she got us good though. She's hot, so you're thinking, she's gotta be legit.
I don't know, man.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Suck.
Bye.
Bye.
Someone is saying Big Mike.
Yo, this sounds like the handiwork of the infamous Mr. Ron Bennington himself.
Of the Ron and Fez show that is heard right before us here in New York?
Yes, it is.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Sounds funny.
No, because he would have had her ask some Ron and Fez questions.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, guys, you suck.
Thank you. Something is definitely up, and we got to get to the bottom of it.
And believe me, if she wasn't very attractive, she or he would have been out.
Right.
If it was a guy or if she wasn't attractive, you know, we're not running a little interview school here.
And I told her everything. I told her about the girl that smelled.
Right. Because she was asking all these, like, very sexual questions. What's the as far as heterosexual sex goes, what's the one thing that's kind of off limits? So we went to the analingus thing. And said, you know, if a chick wants to perform that act on you, it's kind of like, no, get away from back there, because I'm not too sure of the freshness of back there. What's the matter, Norton?
I can't believe you wouldn't allow that to be done.
No,
it's
not to
phenomenal.
Me, no.
Phenomenal.
No. Wait, what face is back in behind Jim Norton And when did this happen?
I dated a girl, a real freak, and she used to like when I would pull her hair and lower the area down so
right.
she couldn't move. Lovely.
Oh, my God.
Lovely.
You have no idea how good that feels.
Pull her hair.
And just lay her on the, like, on her back on the
right,
back.
And then you would put that area there, and all of a sudden she's forced into doing it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
called assault, sexual assault.
Not if she's willing. She's,
no.
This is what she wanted.
She was like a bud frog. She really enjoyed it.
Yodeling up the old canal.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah, but yeah, wait. Did you just bathe?
Oh, I'm really hygienic.
You know, scrub-a-dub and...
Very hygienic.
But, you know, I don't know.
But if there's any log remnants, hey, you deal with it.
See, that's just it. There's when it's, you know, when it's barren of any hair, like on a woman, you know, there's nothing that could really trip you up there. But with a guy, it's like, you know, you walk through a jungle. You don't know what the hell's going to jump out at you.
I may have three hairs back there. Very boyish.
Too much information.
Well, Jim, tell me more.
Right.
Hey, I'm intrigued. Let's go with it.
Three hairs grasping on one dingleberry.
Great. Hey, I'm Ben.
Yes.
A lot of women out there with hairy teeth.
Did you, I left her a message.
So you did?
Yeah. So maybe she'll call back.
Maybe she'll call back. I just love to know what.
Wasn't she supposed to hang out in the studio at 3?
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Oh, look at that. I think she kind of got the feeling we were onto her at the end there.
Really?
She bailed quickly. So
she
now
really
I,
did.
So now I need to know what this was all about.
She said, do I have to see Ben or can I just leave? Like, do I have to hang out where you can catch me or can I just bolt out this door?
This one was Ben's doing.
And if you got any cute friends, she said right before she left, too.
Ben says, and then she's telling us about how she's wowing guys all the time.
Yeah, she said she had a wow story. She goes, yeah, I'm driving the other day, and I went to wow, and I'm beeping the horn, I'm holding my shirt open, and this jerk didn't see me. And I'm kind of like, she's a writer, Playboy, and she's wowing? What?
I think someone's pulling a fast one on us.
You think? Well, you know something? If so...
They better show their face soon.
Bravo.
Could be Jay Moore. Could be Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
She have nice legs.
She was hot, man.
Yeah,
she was hot.
She was tall, thin, and very pretty.
She wearing a skirt or shorts?
Skirt.
No.
Yeah, because her calves were showing.
I think she was doing those capri pants.
No, because it was loose around the bottom. Aren't capris like tight?
I think it was like 3/4 pants.
I thought it was a skirt.
It was definitely not a skirt. We would have saw everything when she smelled her toes.
I didn't see. I was sitting across. When she went to smell her toes, I thought you got a view.
Oh, trust me. I went for it. There was none, that's why I know it was pants.
Well, then you would know better than I what she was wearing.
Yeah, it was. What am I saying? It was definitely not a skirt. I know.
I was in more of a position to try to see inside her shirt, but that wasn't happening either.
Why don't you guys just attack her with a pull cue?
You know, as she starts the interview by saying, look, make believe I'm a guy. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, she goes, don't be shy.
Well, Jay's on the line. We know he's on the line. Just thank you. Can't pick him up if he's on hold. Not on hold. Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jay Moore.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're not playing a gag on us, are you?
What?
You didn't send over a fake Playboy interview, did you?
No, I'm in town. I called to tell you I was in town.
Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Fake Playboy interview. I'd be sending over Coke and horse for everybody.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, that's not funny to me, fake interview.
No, we just had we interviewed with a Playboy, we think, and it was a girl, and she really didn't have experience as an interviewer.
Well, this was her first interview.
It was her first interview, and we're not sure if she was an interviewer or just some chick that wanted to hang out.
Don't you guys have a publicist to call to, like...
Who are we, Jay Moore? A publicist? Get out of here. We don't have any of that.
You're going to need one, pal, so dummies from Playboy don't get through.
So, yeah, she never did this before. She's a freelance writer. We should ask what other stuff she's written.
And she smelled her own feet. That's the sign of a professional interview.
She smelled her own feet right in front of us.
Who was that, Norton?
Yeah. You don't see Larry King doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to smell my feet.
Right.
And then she went to stick her foot in Opie's face.
Right.
Ooh.
The other foot. Ooh. Opie goes, does the other one stink? And she goes, I don't know. She took her shoe off and shoved it in Opie's face.
Nice.
That's
nice.
A professional interview.
Wow.
Now I need to know. This is going to really bother me.
Nice.
Jay, we're doing nothing. Come on by. I mean, we're doing a lot. I mean, the listeners should know we're doing something.
Yeah, get up here, man.
All right, bro. I just woke up.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, look at the life Jay Moore's living.
Hey, man, I took the red eye in. I had to come home, throw a little to the wife. Haven't seen her in a while. No, you don't see your old lady in, like, a month. You got to really, like, lay out the wood when you see him.
Did you pound her?
Oh, it's, like, other level. It's absolute, like, Bob Barker's going to give her a fur coat on the way out.
It's other level.
Because, you know, they're walking around the streets of Manhattan. You never know. They might slip and just forget a little bit.
Right.
That you're that guy.
Yeah, you got to.
You make love.
You got to give him a good one.
Good to see you again. Let's kiss a little on the mouth, even, sure. And the next thing you know, you're making a canoe.
There you go.
You're bending surfboards in your basement.
You spend a lot of time down there?
Down there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very courteous. I'm so courteous that I'll say, watch your fingers, I'm hanging up.
There he goes, Jay Moore. He'll be in.
All right.
We should break.
Yeah, see if we can't get her somewhere on our phone.
Our phone number, 866-2774.
Wow.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
Yeah, this is the Opie and Anthony Show. 866-277-4WOW to get a hold of the show. Cowbell Bill sitting in. We got Jim Norton.
Hey, hey.
Jay Moore on his way.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we're trying to figure out if that interview with Playboy today was legit. I think it was not. That's what I think.
You would think that if she just did an interview with us, right? She would tune in to kind of get a gist of what we're talking about. Maybe, you know, use some of the stuff we said in the interview with some of the stuff we're talking about on the show. Right? Wouldn't you do that? And then she would have heard us saying this and say, no, I am with Playboy, and then called up.
Nothing.
But no.
So now we've got to figure out who got us with a pretty good prank. I'm saying it's a prank.
You're saying it's a prank.
I'm going on record to say it's a prank now.
But who?
Also, our man boob contest continues today. We saw some horrific sights yesterday, Anthony.
Oh.
Many horrific sights.
Ass man.
Ass man.
Radio Hua.
His pictures are up on all the websites. Yeah, if you got the man boobs and you want them taken care of, we're having a contest. You come down. You don't need your face in the picture. You get some shots done. We'll put the pictures up on the website, and then the listeners will decide who needs the procedure the most.
What?
What? What?
Wait a minute. Why would she call that number?
What happened?
Denise from the Playboy Inn?
That's the wrong name.
Says it's her.
No, what? Dude, that's...
Let's see what this is all about.
Hold on. Anyway, if you want in on the Man Boob Contest, just come down any day this week between 3 and 7, okay?
Right.
And we got to thank Dr. Gregory Pistone, www.drpistone.com for helping us out with this contest. He's going to do the procedure. He's out of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Does this all the time. Also sponsoring this is goldenpalace.com. And if you go to that website, you could enter to win a trip to Hedonism 3.
What? Hello?
Denise.
Cindy. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Where are you?
I'm on my way home. I told you I lived in Connecticut.
That's right. She lives in Connecticut.
All right. This is the girl.
You got it.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah. My cell phone's a piece, and I haven't been able to come in.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hey, all right. First of all, thanks for the compliments.
Well, yeah, you're real hot.
And secondly, what could possibly have not come across as totally genuine?
No, we weren't sure what if you're with Playboy or if you're a writer or
you said you've never interviewed before, and that kind of put up a red flag for us.
Well, you would think that the...
And if you weren't hot, we would have probably asked a follow-up like, well, what kind of freelance stuff have you done?
Well, I would think that the dynamic duo of Maverick Radio might be sort of in tune to Maverick journalism.
All right.
Well, look at that.
Fair enough.
You know, and I'm not going to argue because she's hot. Look at that.
Are you still looking for a cute friend?
Yeah, you know. If I knew Jim Brewer was going to be down there, I would have hung on the wall.
I really want to throw myself out the window. I'm Jim Norton. I'm like Brewer, but not as funny and not as rich.
Just picture Jim Brewer if he had AIDS.
I don't need rich. I just need good looking.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm like Brewer with AIDS and less film credits.
So you are a legitimate journalist.
Absolutely.
And you do have some relationship with Playboy magazine.
Yeah, you want to give him a call?
We did. No one will call us back.
You gotta call Chris Napolitano.
Number out.
Oh, yeah, she
pipe
gave
down
out.
Out there.
Yeah, don't give
I
that number out.
I just dumped out of that. We'll have every kook calling.
No, that's the general number. You have to ask for him.
All right. Well, what other articles have you written?
Well, I was a movie reviewer for Film Journal magazine.
Okay. Oh yeah. What did you review and what was it?
It was remember that George Clooney Michelle Pfeiffer movie. It was like I quit like 5 years ago.
And what did you think of that?
Oh,
I don't
good.
Really care.
Yeah, we don't care. What else?
So you did something about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll just have to wait and see. But
What was your impression of Opie and Anthony?
What?
What was your impression of Opie and Anthony? Did you like us? You would think a reporter from Playboy would have a better... Hold on.
You said the S word.
Yeah, don't say the S word. Remember, we talked about that in the interview. We can't curse on the radio still.
Okay, ask. Let me call you back in 5. I'm almost home.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Ooh. There she goes. Well, she did call back.
What do you think?
I knew Jim Brewer was going to be there.
Oh, Norton's all disappointed.
Knife right in my man boob.
Don't worry. You get your pick of the girls that don't blink, so... Hey, I got my letter from the IRS today, Anthony.
Your letter from the IRS? Oh, your tax little relief thing?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars in tax relief to the country from George Bush and company.
Know how stupid our government is? They're always talking about how they're over budget and this and that, and they spend too much money, and there's too many useless jobs out there for government employees. They are pretty much sending these letters out to just about every working citizen in America, right? Wasting lots and lots of money on postage to tell you that you're going to soon get a check from the government.
Well, it's not.
Why don't
really
they just send the check from the government?
Postage would be like if they sent it some other company, but they're the post office, so it's kind of a freebie.
No,
but the paper.
No, it's not really a freebie. They still have to get people to work and get the
deliver
stuff
it
out and all that. I understand what you're saying, but it is still time.
Right.
It's someone's time that we're paying, right?
Paper.
Paper, all that crap. Dear taxpayer, we are pleased to inform you that the United States Congress passed and President George W. Bush signed into law the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001, which provides long-term tax relief for all Americans who pay income taxes. Sounds good so far,
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Billions of dollars, I hear.
The new tax law provides immediate tax relief in 2001 and long-term tax relief for the years to come. As part of the immediate tax relief, you will be receiving a check in the amount of...
Come on, give it to me.
$300.
$300?
During the week of August 27th, 2001.
How?
$300? Why bother?
How much do you put in?
The amount of money we put in, that should say, we're proud to tell you that you're getting $30,000 back.
Yeah, now that would be nice.
Go buy a summer home somewhere in the mountains.
Most people are not in that tax bracket, though. Most people are broken. $300 is almost a week's pay.
You're insane. It's still ridiculous.
No, you know something?
Because when this hit the papers and the media and stuff, you know, they were talking, like Angela said, you know, billions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, like we've said on this program many times, you do the math and you realize it means nothing.
You're really kind of getting, it's like somebody robbing you. And then they give you back like $2 and go, see, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy.
It's like they rob you and they leave your license in the wallet.
Yeah.
You know, like just a little thing. Here, look, we didn't take it all.
Well, they're savages, so they shoot you and take your navigator and send back the floor mats. Why won't cabs pick us up? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is a sick story. And until, I don't know, until that just stops happening, there's always going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Always. Talking about the story here in New York. Guy was driving home in his Navigator. Guy, where was he from? India?
East Indian immigrant.
Yeah, immigrant. Young guy. Stops at a gas station. And there's a bunch of people waiting outside of a car that was broken down from
Philly. Couples.
Two couples.
And a four-year-old child. Five people, a man, two men, two women, and a four-year-old child.
All black.
Coincidentally.
And the guy figures he's going to be a nice guy and give him a ride.
Yeah.
Where does it get him?
Bedford-Stuyvesant is where they want to go, which is normally a fine area to drive through at night.
Oh, Jesus.
And surprisingly, the occupants begin hitting this nice man, and they want to take his truck and sell it, which is normally not the way things are done. And they shoot him in the head and take his truck.
Right.
And try to sell it the next day because that's brilliant criminal work.
What I read yesterday about this story, they beat the guy.
Yeah.
And then they drag him out of the truck. And two of the guys, they both have guns. One of them turns and goes, "Yo, pop this nigga. He saw who we are." It's like, oh, gee. What the hell are you thinking? First of all, the guy. Good. You know the only time you see Good Samaritan, because it said Good Samaritan death. The only time you see Good Samaritan, you don't see Good Samaritan helps out and everything fine. You only see Good Samaritan when Good Samaritan ends up dead. Dead. You got to be a lunatic to try to help people. And this does not bode well with the African-American community because, you know, it's just another thing that people are going to say, oh, look, see, like I'm going to stop and help black guys?
Well, it was actually the four of them were angry because they thought he was Tim Burton and they were mad that they didn't get cast in the film.
Oh, my God. Holy ass. Wow. Norton, oh my, wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
But you know something, it doesn't help the stereotypes, it doesn't help the cause, it doesn't help for the people. I mean, there are some black people out there that are really angry with white people, thinking that that's what's keeping them down, you know, is the white man keeping them down. It really isn't. It's people, other black people, that act like frigging animals and put no value on life whatsoever and shoot a guy that was doing you a favor and take it for his truck when he was saying, just take the truck. Take it. You know, you get away with your life, you feel like you got away with something. But no, that wasn't good enough. They had to shoot him in the head because that nigga saw something. That's what they said. Pop that nigga. He saw us.
If the Indian guy would have been honest, he could have just said, look, you all look alike. I can't identify.
Oh, my dear sweet Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm going to try to move along here. Joe, what's up?
Hey, just trying to help out.
Is that a vacuum cleaner?
Hey, Joe.
Where the hell are you?
Joe.
Now I know what I want to know what he's doing. Joe.
Whatever. It sounds like a video game.
He's saying that the $300 might not be a lot to, you know, people, but it's a lot of money for the government to be given back.
Sounded like he was working in a factory.
I would rather, you know, going back to the you know, the refund thing, I would rather we all take our $300 we're going to get, tell the government to keep it, and get rid of our tolls or something.
Oh, stop. That'll never happen. Those things are just... We throw money into baskets for people. Think about it. You're driving through. You're throwing money into baskets.
No one ever asks.
No one questions it.
No one questions it.
No, we just drive around. Oh, now they make it easier. You put the little plastic thing on your windshield and you drive through. It's like it's free. And then you get the bill. We'll take it right off your credit card. Hey, I'm just driving here. You throw money. Could you imagine some guy just standing there with a basket? Hey, where's my take? And you just, okay, I'll throw some money in. Screw it.
Frank, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, the reason they're giving such a small amount of money, they're making it look like, you know, they're helping you out and stuff, but they really want you to just, you know, go right out and spend it, so,
no, I understand.
Get the economy going and stuff.
Yeah, but they say that might not even, you know.
Oh, it's probably not going to do anything, but, you know, it makes Bush look good, and you never know, it might do something.
So go out and buy a PlayStation or something.
It's just silly. It really is. One of these, they should have just gave us some Blockbuster coupons.
And maybe, yeah, right.
Maybe a free Slurpee or something.
Something I could work with.
Right. $300. And you know they're going to figure out a way to tax that.
Oh, of course.
When you spend it,
well,
dude,
yeah, there
when you,
go. You
spend it, it is going to be taxed.
There you go.
Make sure you
get some
bill.
Of that back.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I never understood that one. You get taxed. They tax your paycheck. And then no matter what you buy with your the rest of what they feel they should give you is taxed.
It's
taxed. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you tax that already?
Isn't this why we left in another country?
Yeah. Isn't that what happened? And believe me, I've said this before. If they didn't take it out of your check every week, and at the end of the year, you got a bill from the United States government for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, there would be a revolution in this country. What about the people that, you know, you're not that responsible, and you make your money, you put it in the bank, or you spend it, and now the government bills you, and you can't pay it. There'd be people in jail. It wouldn't work. But since they just take out, you know, a certain amount every week, it's not that bad. You kind of got used to it. But it's an awful thing. You're a 50-50 or a 40-60 partner with the United States government.
You'd be in debtor's prison.
Debtor's prison, yes. Like medieval times.
You didn't pay a debt, you went to debtor's prison.
You are in debtor's prison.
Debtors.
Kurt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and there was a big debate over whether or not they should send out the letters. And Chuck Schumer was really opposed to it because he thought that it was blatant propaganda to just help the president look good.
It really is, because do you really need a letter telling you that you're going to get a check?
And
like, the letter's got, like, George Bush is giving you this. What a guy.
And they said it cost roughly $30 million to send it out to
$30 million to send out all the refund notifications, which comes out of federal money,
you know what,
right? Which they get from taxing you.
You know what you could do with $30 million for society in general or your local community?
Well, you get this show for 3 years, according to John Minnelli from The Post.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
All right, that's all I have to say. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Kurt.
You guys suck. Take care.
Bye. Well, we should take a break, huh? Cindy's back from Playboy. We'll talk to her next.
Nice.
We could talk about the amputee twister game we want to get going.
Part of the cripple bouts.
Amputee twister.
Now that's going to be fun.
Let me just ask Jimmy. He's the one-legged boxing champion. Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up?
How you been doing?
All right.
Just remember, I fly like a rock and I sting like a stump, but... You know, this thing you're talking about, the taxes?
Yeah.
Okay? I'm getting $600 back, but you want to know why I'm getting that back? Because I did my own taxes. I didn't go to, like, H&R Block or anybody like that where I have to pay them. I'm getting this money back because I did my own taxes, and I checked off every damn thing that they gave me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like you did a little shuffling with the numbers.
No, I didn't do no shuffle.
Yeah?
Good for you.
I did not do no shuffle.
Good for you.
Good for you, then.
Good for you. Now, one other thing I wanted to say was, when are you going to do the wheelchair jousting?
Well, it sounds like a couple did it in the paper today.
Yeah.
Another story to talk about.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
We got lots to do, but we got to take a break. We'll tell you about a very interesting murder. A couple very interesting.
A murder? No, this is supposed to be Olympics, not murder.
Jimmy, are you on dope today?
No, I am not. I'm just really happy.
He's on the dope. I just want to ask you, you have one leg. Would you participate in the amputee twister game?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, hold on the line.
You need some people with no arms, though. Or, well, one arm.
One arm?
Even two would miss it would be great.
No, but then how you do right hand green?
How are you going to do right hand green if you don't have a right hand?
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
And you oil it up a little bit and you do it in the center lane of the Belt Parkway.
This is going to be a whacked-out show today. All right, let's go to the FU line, and we'll continue. Oh, when we get back, I saw the Titanic ride for kids.
Thank God.
We've discussed this on the show, and I saw it in action, and it is twisted.
That's some observations.
Yes. Good.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
I'd like to give a big F you to my boat mechanic, Nikki. My boat's been laid up for a month and a half, and without my boat being running, I don't get laid. So F you, Nikki.
Next message.
This is a big F you for Superintendent Hill on his retirement. He deserves it greatly. We want to wish him luck, but still, F you.
Next message.
I want to give a F you, the person who took my keys at Gold's Gym in New Jersey and didn't have the decency to bring them back into the gym and just threw them in the parking lot, to that prick, you.
Next message.
Yeah, this is Hardcore Dave from Jersey, and I'd like to give a big f*** you to my girlfriend's junk rocking father. That is the other side of the world, ain't gonna change. Hope you contract some fatal disease. There's your little 4 foot tall faggot homo.
Next message.
This is a big f*** you to the crack motel that gave Opie crab. End of message.
Show. Once again, I want to thank Weezer for stopping by the show today. That was very cool. Bands finally coming aboard the O&A show, and we greatly appreciate it, right?
Oh,
Ann?
Yeah.
Nice. 877-692-1027 if you want in today. We were talking about the tax thing that Bush is doing for all of us.
Yeah.
And David writes, Opie, the refund is diluted, but if the country spends it, it will boost the economy. Bush doesn't care about the taxpayers. He's just using you and me to save his name in the faltering economy. If that money went to deficit, it would be sucked out of the economy. But if Americans are spending it, the economy is helped.
Oh, yeah? I don't think it's going to work. The economy goes up and down, and now Bush is in the middle of a bad one. Boy, that Clinton, he's amazing. 8 years of prosperity, he fell right into it. He's getting his cranky done in the Oval Office. No one cared because the stocks were booming. And then he leaves. Stupid George W. comes in, and the economy's taking a crap. And
like father, like son.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to his papa when he was trying to get reelected.
Oh, remember after the Gulf War? I was saying, George Bush, senior there, after the Gulf War, could have trotted around in a tutu, skipping down Pennsylvania Avenue, he still would have been reelected. And then the economy turns, oh, the people get pissed.
I have a question about the economy. I'm not sure about. I'm wondering if anybody will be spending their $300 refund this weekend at the Stress Factory.
Oh, shameless.
Because I'll be performing there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, there's extra money now in people's pockets, or at least a note that says you're going to get it.
I love when you look uncomfortable when you have to do your own plug.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
You start sweating. You start turning red.
I have to give the number for Thursday, Friday. It's 732-545-4242, which is ha-ha. That's what 4242 is, and Vinny, the owner, should be gutted with a fishing knife for thinking that was clever. You stink. 545-ha-ha. Oh, I get it. It's a comedy. Ha-ha.
Ugh.
Ha ha, because you might have a laugh at the club, so why not laugh while you're dialing?
Piece of filth. Oh, man. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Hey.
Yeah, listen, Opie, I just got to make a point to you. You know, what Norton said while you were talking before about, you know, you may think that's a scrawny refund, you know, but my mom makes about $300 per week, and of that, we only have about $100 of it to spend to eat and maintain the house and fuel the cars.
You know what? You should.
What you may see as scrawny for, you know, $300. My mom's probably
only
going to get a refund of something around the area of $50.
Matt, a little advice for you?
Yeah.
Maybe your mom should find another corner.
No, listen, dude. Don't even start pulling that. Don't even start pulling that because that's not
a corner with more traffic.
That's not funny. Okay. Because my mom works very hard as a secretary, and she works for a large company, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. The harder she works, she can't move up. And there are some people that are stuck in that situation. So
she
fortunately, you guys got out of that situation.
Hey,
with your contract.
Who's a stripper?
She was a hooah.
No, that's my sister.
Where do old strippers go to die?
Definitely not to heaven.
All right, hey, tell your mom she got $50 the hard way.
No, but $100
What is she, a maid in 1750? $100 a week?
No, she makes $300 a week, but of that, we only, after the bills and everything, and rent and
Matt,
everything.
Matt, no way that your mom makes $300 as a secretary.
Yeah.
She must be an ugly secretary.
And that's before taxes. Oh. That's before taxes.
Oh. Yeah, but you figure $100, two people, $12.
No, there's three people.
No, I'm saying, or three people. That's $36 in tickets because it's $12 on Thursday at the Stress Factory. See,
hey Matt,
you guys are right, and I appreciate it.
Matt, where's your dad?
Tell your mom to pee.
My mom, and my dad are divorced. My dad is a long haul truck driver, and I really don't ever talk to him.
Doesn't he fork over any cash?
Yeah, there's child support, but that gets mixed in with the money for the bills. I mean, literally, we're a lower middle class family. My mom just declared bankruptcy because she's still trying to pay off the mortgage on a house that we lost because my father played scumbag and wouldn't pay.
It's funny because I don't know you.
I know you're just teasing me, but, you know, all I'm saying is, keep that in mind. There are just some people that don't have it as lucky as you.
Hey, wait, somebody wants to give your mom a little message.
How would you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
Hey, Matt, you have no clue. You don't want my luck, okay?
Don't you know what? Wait a minute. I got to straighten something out here first, though. The whole thing with the $300 isn't that some people, some people do make $300, man. I think when I was working for a living, I made $350 a week,
and
it sucks. Yeah. But the thing is, the tax break is not really that much of a break.
Exactly.
But what you pay in, you know, them throwing you $300 back really is ridiculous no matter what you make.
Matt, and get off your lazy ass and get a job and help your mom out. What the F are you doing?
I do.
What do you do?
I'm a photographer.
How do you make money being a photographer?
You don't.
Yeah.
Unless you're like,
look at you being selfish.
You don't make enough.
Don't worry, Mom. My photo shoot is going to be happening soon while you guys are starving. Go out and get a job.
I have.
Ansel Adams.
And unfortunately, you know what? It's impossible for somebody who works independently.
Your mom is turning tricks on the corner because you want to be Ansel Adams.
How old are you, son?
I'm 16.
When I was your...
That would be. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man.
All right. You can get the point of the whole thing.
All right, we're back with Cindy, the Playboy interviewer.
Allegedly.
Cindy.
Yes.
Hey, you're back. So,
this is a good way to... What issue of Playboy is this going to be in?
Well, you know, the turnaround's a few months.
So you're not quite sure on what...
So had. Well, we have a whole brand new audience checking in, and so you want to, like, quickly set this up?
We did an interview with Cindy earlier today before the show. And we are not quite sure if she actually has any affiliation with Playboy magazine. So she interviewed us, and we think maybe we were had.
Because?
I don't know. It was more Opie saying it, but I kind of agreed with him a little bit. But I'm willing to hold back any opinions I have.
You know, I think all this doubt, you know, should lead to some sort of bet.
Cindy, I'll tell you this much. You did a good job interviewing us.
Yeah, there were some questions that we never got before.
Hey, you know, you come in there, you want to be a little different, shake it up a little bit, and everyone's looking at their watch.
That was something, too. It was all the sex things that we figured maybe, you know, you were just curious about one of ours or both of our sexploits, you know what I mean?
Did you like my fetish?
I don't think that's going to make it into the magazine.
Why?
Maybe even a facetious way.
What?
Maybe in a facetious way.
Facetious.
You guys have kind of boring sex lives, though, I got to tell you.
Really? Well, we didn't really get into any details.
Yeah, why are we going to tell you?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, what do you want? Like, details?
Yeah.
Of sex?
Like what? Well, you give us some. Just because Ann said he doesn't... want the rusty trombone done to him? That's boring?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a chick putting her face back there and...
Hey, you know, I just don't know. What's wrong with the feet? I thought the feet were kind of cute.
It is, but it's just kind of, I guess, hard for the boys to be serious with an interview when the interviewer is sniffing her feet like a retarded four-year-old.
I don't think they said that, actually. That was you.
You're probably right, and I have an erection. I apologize. Jealous I wasn't there.
Cindy?
Yeah?
We said it was hot.
Okay.
When you did that, because that's something, you know, the guy from Time Magazine didn't pull his shoes up and start smelling his feet.
Right.
If he did, we would have punched him in the face. But, you know, when you did it, it was pretty hot.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
There you go.
How'd they smell?
But you don't want that. Yeah, Opie, how'd they smell?
Yeah, you didn't have much smell on your toes. That was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. But I don't know. You threw us off by saying you've never done this before as you're pulling out your little recorder.
Yeah, well.
You think Playboy, you know, you've done it a few times. That's all. There's a lot of people, you know, trying to be journalists out there. They probably are pissed to hear that you never did an interview before and you're working for Playboy.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere, so why not start big, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to it in some issue, some future issue of Playboy. Is Playboy going to send over a photographer?
Maybe.
Is it going to be some guy with a disposable camera?
I think that if this article...
Hold on, wait, what's the maybe? That's protocol, man. They send a photographer after the interview. Oh, Cindy, you're like... I haven't figured out.
Oh, actually, they told me
you're a freelance writer, and you're pitching this story to Playboy. So they said, well, you know, send it in, and we'll see what happens. So you're going to send your stuff in, and you're hoping they're going to write an article on Opie and Anthony.
Is that
you
it?
You know, after all this grief... when this article actually appears, what do I get? What do I get for having to endure this?
You get to come in and take all your clothes off.
Great.
Isn't that good?
You can sniff off feet.
You want to call them?
Huh?
You want to call them?
Well, you want to come down and check out the actual show today?
Well, I'm already home now.
Well, you got Jay Moore coming in. We got Kimmy from Survivor. We got Garrett Morris.
Yeah, okay.
All right, get back in your car.
Am I going to hit traffic?
I don't know.
You're in the lobby, aren't you?
No. Yeah, I'll come back down. Can I have a beer when I get there?
Uh-huh.
You got it. We'll get you all liquored up.
Okay.
The reporters usually don't drink beer with us.
See, that's the thing you forgot to mention. When I first walked in, the first thing I asked from Ben was for a beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ben didn't. If Ben would have said that, we would have definitely thought you were faking.
He definitely didn't bring that up.
You like Jaeger?
Sure.
All right, we'll chill the Jaeger up for you, too. We'll get you snotted.
You want to play What's in My Pants?
You know, I'll think about it on the way down.
Oh, no.
You got to do it over the phone.
You got to do it over the phone. You know how it works.
I don't know how professional that would be.
Are you home alone?
Hey, I got to go.
Hey, I won't be ignored.
Do you guys have any cute friends?
Jim.
We got a whole studio full.
Sitting right here.
Okay.
Depending how drunk you get with us, yes.
All right,
I'll come
down.
What do you consider cute? I mean, do you need, like, a good build or a nice face?
Okay, enough abuse. I can't take it anymore.
All right, Cindy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes.
Not making Playboy.
The fake Playboy reporter.
She'll be faxing it into stepping out after they tell her no.
Guys, I got good news and bad news. They picked up our article, but it's not Playboy. It's Bigham's.
At the same
Swank.
Store, sell it.
Swank.
She'll be on the same newsstands as that fine publication, Playboy.
Yeah, it's great, but you guys are before the beaver hunt section, right. So I think you'll do well.
Over 50 wants to pick it up.
We're pathetic. Big Butt Magazine will pick it up. We know that.
Right. All right, so the Titanic ride, Anthony?
Yeah, now you finally saw this. We had talked about this beforehand, and I can't believe this is not an outcry.
We saw the website and everything, and I think there was a little article in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, when we were discussing this about a month ago, I thought it was kind of a goof.
No, it's at carnivals and
I'm driving
fairs.
Home. I'm outside Huntington. And somebody was throwing a kids' party. And they had the Titanic slide set up, and kids were sliding down it.
It's this big inflatable slide, and it's shaped like the Titanic. But it's only a half of it, because it's tipped up, the stern way up in the air, way up in the air, and it looks like it's sinking into the ground.
That's right, Anthony.
And the kids climb up a little ladder, and you're able to slide down the decks of the Titanic just like the horrified, real-life human beings sliding to their death in the icy waters of the North Atlantic, bouncing off of the stacks. And when they get down, they go, I want to go again.
Right.
And they climb back up and slide down. Here is something.
I saw a couple kids bouncing off the smokestacks.
Bouncing off the smokestacks. This is something that really happened. Yeah, it was a long time ago. But thousands of people died in a horrible, horrible way. And now it has just come down to, if enough time goes by, not only can you joke about it, not only can you talk about it without having to be all somber, but you can now make a carnival ride out of it.
Right.
Look as the little children climb up to the slanted deck of the Titanic and slide down with smiles on their face. Not unlike the real passengers with big smiles on their... Oh, wait, no, those were screams of horror. But instead of getting done with the slide and going and maybe getting some ice cream, they will just freeze in the icy cold waters of the North Atlantic. This song I dedicate to the survivors of the Titanic and to all the little children, like the one I was finally able to get with my impotent husband, Renee. We froze some sperm, so when they had to cut off his cancerous testicles and prostate, I was still able to impregnate myself. The doctors put... I was still able to impregnate myself with Renee's frozen sperm. The frozen sperm bouncing into my egg, much like the Titanic bounced into that iceberg on that dark night in April of whatever effing year that was. And the people sinking slowly into the icy waters, much like Renee's frozen sperm slammed into my ice-cold eggs. The doctor who did the artificial insemination needed an extra long turkey baster to get past my huge camel toe that you see live in concert when I wear my jumpsuits. Doesn't my camel toe look like the bow of the Titanic slammed into my icy vatch? I think so. But it all comes down when you add some years, it can be made into a carnival ride. This goes to the men and women that lost their lives on the Titanic, and mostly it is dedicated to the survivors. I am Sam Fear, master of the pan flute. Try the TWA Flight 800 Flume Plunge, where we light the children on fire and send them plunging to their deaths. Also, the Hiroshima Funhouse. Is that really my shadow or that of a Jap burnt on a building? What is it? I don't know. I don't know. But disasters can be fun, just like the Titanic. Make sure you join us for Columbine Paintball. It's great. You run into a high school that looks just like Columbine. Two people with trench coats chase you with paintball guns. It's so much fun.
Hey, I'm good.
Hitler's haunted bunker. Laugh along, both Gentile and Jew, as you go through Hitler's haunted bunker. Why? Enough time passed for the Titanic. Where's the line? See, I'm making a point here. There are plenty of disasters. Let's all ride.
Rain makes a great point on line 8. Rain, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Your kid slid down the Titanic slide.
Yeah, last year at the Sussex County Fair, my son went down that, and they the funny thing is before he gets on, they're like, "Hey, you can't come on in with your sneakers on. You got to take your shoes off." I'm like, "Hey, this isn't in bad enough taste as it is, but the kid's got to take his shoes off to pretend he's dying on the Titanic."
That's great. Do they have old people to trample over and push out of the way like they did for the lifeboats? They should have, like, hire old people on the deck of the Titanic to push out of the way. Squirt them with a hose till the old bastards drown in the icy waters of the North Atlantic.
I wonder if they hose down the kids with really, really cold water before they
hose them down.
Oh, God.
That is awful. That's great. We also have little games for them to play at the carnival. We have JonBenet Ramsey Whack-A-Mole, where you beat her over the head with a replica of her father's junk.
Larry, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
And enjoy the food. It's the Donner Party Buffet. $4.99 a person.
What about the Chandra Levy hide-and-seek game?
Oh, now that is truly in bad taste.
Oh, yeah, not enough time has passed by. See, I'm not learning.
The fun part, she never gets to yell, "Ali Ali Oxen Free," because she's dead.
Larry.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. I came by a fireman's picnic the other day coming back from the store, and I saw this thing, and I saw this ship, and I said, "What is that thing?" And my wife says, "I don't know. It looks like a ship." And I thought it was half deflated. And when I drove by it, I said, "Oh, that's a Titanic."
Titanic ride! For the love of God! And if the kids are too young to play on the Titanic ride, remember, you can go in the William Shatner kiddie pool. Bill Shatner will stand as lifeguard and do nothing as you drown.
Oh, my God. Allegedly.
Look at the poor little bastard struggling for his life. I'll just stand there and call the cops in about, oh, and oh.
Anthony, what's going on? Anthony. Oh, this guy's got a great line. Anthony!
Yes.
Go.
I want to know if they close the gates to all the poor kids and let the rich kids go first.
They lock him up in the bilge.
You look in the lower portion of the Titanic ride. There's poor people down there covered in coal dust.
Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, you forgot about the Susan Smith car flume which goes into the water with the kids in it.
Oh, God. Hey, why not? Now people are going to be like, now that's outrageous.
But how much time has to pass before it's in good taste?
Well, it actually reminds me of another game that I thought was really fun. It's the Oklahoma City bombing game. And if you win the game, you're carried away by a crying fireman.
It's awful. But, I mean, why is the Titanic any different? Why the hell can they make a ride out of it just because enough time went by? That you make a run. Could you imagine a Flight 800 flume? Come on. And you.
Today's lunch special, Sharon Tater Tots.
Yes, the Manson experience. Where the little kids get a clown like Charles Manson to paint their faces up with little swastikas on their head.
Bob writes, "I can't wait for the Puerto Rican Day Parade lawn sprinkler game."
Those aren't water weenies.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, and hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Congratulations on syndication.
Oh, yeah, that's happening. Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget the Paula Poundstone slumber party. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, see? Well, that's too new. That's horrible that you said that. Much too new.
There's also the new Navigator game where they cover you in banana juice and allow four baboons to attack you in a Navigator.
Oh, wow. That happened yesterday.
That's awful. Oh, you got to get copyright on it quick before you jump on.
Man.
Oh, oh.
Well, you get the point. Whew.
And, of course, yes, the Ted Kennedy log flume. You go with your girl, but only you come out. And you can win a JFK Jr. Cupid doll. At the. Oh, wait, they really have that.
Did you see this?
In the Post,
JFK
yeah.
Jr., little a Cupid doll. The Danbury Mint putting it out. It's little JFK Jr. saluting like he did at his dad's funeral.
He looks like one of the Beatles in that, doesn't he?
Hey, not I've got a brain tumor.
You know what ride I go on, Anthony? Cool. The Rockaway Beach Wave Pool.
Oh, God. That's still on the cover of the New York paper.
That's why I'm here, baby.
That's horrible.
Tragic. Three girls drowned in Rockaway Beach.
It's just a ride.
My God.
The lifeguards are sleeping. I don't know what happened.
That is awful because that's too new. You have to wait maybe 80 years from now. They make a ride out of it. Because that seems to be what happens.
All right. We better take a break. Jay Moore has entered the party. There's some great ideas for kid games on the phones. We might have to go right to the phones after break here. Hey, is the man boob guy here, too?
Join us at the Phil Hartman Shooting Gallery.
Oh, no.
Ding, ding. Oh, ow, God. That hurt.
Hey. God, I wish I knew her name, the Houston Mother Dunk Tank. God, I can't remember the name.
No.
Five kids in the tub.
You might remember me when I was alive. Oh. Sorry, Jay. Hits close to home, doesn't it? Phil Hartman.
Look at Jay. No, it got written down and I just...
Couldn't go there, right?
No, I couldn't go there.
See?
It was in my head.
See, we hit a line for you that you didn't want to pass. I understand.
Well, you know.
Okay.
I still feel bad about Rockaway Wave.
Yeah, well, you should.
I'm like, those are someone's kids. And
I know,
said
see?
That person could be listening.
We're making a point here.
There was a point to be made.
That the Titanic ride is no different than any of these other tragedies.
It's inappropriate.
Thank you, Jay.
Jay Moore up next, a guy with man boobs, Kimmy from Survivor, Playboy interviewer coming down to get drunk with us.
Nice.
Lots of fun on the way.
You want something? Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were lactose intolerant. Makes your ass cast, frightens off the girl's way. Only friends you keep are those you pay. Always up and ready for the wax snack attack. I carry sandwiches around in a straight head style dance park backpack. Got the gadgets you can't bar. Control your mind, you can jump in a pond. Go quack, quack, drop your arms, leave you confused, but completely unharmed.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Anyway.
I hear Santa Cain's upstairs.
Get out of here.
We have a full house today.
Is she upstairs?
That's clutch, by the way. Careful with that mic. We have plenty of people that haven't seen Twato yet.
Never seen it.
Who has not seen Twato?
Who hasn't seen Twato?
Jim Norton has not seen Twato. Cowbell Bill has not seen Twato. Jay Moore, have you seen Twato?
No.
You have not seen Twato?
I went to Busch Gardens with my family, and we went on the Abner Louima Plunger Pinata. And I got to tell you, not what I bargained for. I mean, I know every ride's free once you pay to get in the park, but after that, don't go on that ride like first or second, because you're going to just want to go home and lay in the tub and in the fetal position and suck your thumb.
And explain where we are right now.
Well, I mean,
this is pretty crazy.
We were talking about the Titanic slide.
We
got to
set it up now.
Have you seen the... obviously, you did.
I saw it on the way home last night.
They have a huge blow-up slide that is at fairs or backyard parties. You can rent this thing out. It's the Titanic sinking into your lawn. There's the back of the ship all up in the air, and you climb up and slide down the decks. Seems harmless and fun until you think that, you know, it's based on something that killed a lot of people in a horrible way. But enough time went by, I guess, that it's okay. And now people are checking in with their own little rides based on horrible things that have happened recently, and for some reason those are terrible, but the Titanic thing is a ride.
Hey, Anthony, I'm sure the people of the Titanic are taking great pleasure in heaven knowing they're being immortalized at the Sussex County Fair.
Can I slide down with my pig?
No.
I'm not coming down.
There's some spirit, maybe, you know, that died Sussex there in a County horrible Fair. Way, not able to find his way to the light. Maybe he walked around and saw kids sliding down the Titanic. Who knows?
How about the David Koresh Funhouse?
That's a good one. Hard to get out of, just like any other funhouse. And the Titanic thing also, if you're a handicapped, it turns into the Leon Klinghoffer ride, where you just fly off the deck.
Just a nice way to be remembered. You know, some fat dyke soccer mom putting her should-have-been stillborn kid on a little ride. The kids, don't listen to Opie and Anthony. That's not nice.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Bluto writes, how about the O.J. Simpson game? Pin the knife on wife game.
That's funny.
Don't go anywhere until you catch the Michael Jackson finger puppet show, which is, I heard that's really good, though, at the fairs.
Butt Munch writes, hey, how about the baby Jessica's sewage pipe ride?
I'm a dude Diallo, Cowboy Western Shootout.
You can stay in the Robert Blake honeymoon suite.
The Leon Klinghoffer dunk tank.
Friends. Leon Klinghoffer dunk tank.
Go on a Russian sub ride.
Yes.
A Russian sub ride.
Reconnaissance plane bumpy bump. Yeah.
Dan from Hoboken, the Princess Di go-karts.
And Dale Earnhardt bumper cars.
No, the Dale Earnhardt roll barless bumper cars. The Hans device bumper cars.
Awful.
Oh. All right. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sandy Kane's upstairs. You want to check out Twato again?
Do you guys know Jim Norton's at the Stress Factory this weekend?
Of course we do.
732-545-4222.
No, it's 545 ha ha. That's 4242. Spells out ha ha.
Ha ha. There's a clever little twist on it.
I have nothing to promote, gentlemen.
Too bad he couldn't spell ugh, ugh.
Dom, what's going on?
Creep.
Dom. Dom.
It's coming out of your
Dom. He's not there.
Are you retarded, sir?
You talking that just said hello. You.
Hi, Opie and Anthony. You guys are rocking.
We were.
You guys are legends, except that you have a bunch of B-list celebrities and a character actor in Jay Moore.
Oh, that's funny. You waited over an hour to say that, huh?
That's to Howard Stern.
Wow. Oh, the Howard Stern thing. Oh, you got us, dude.
That's to him.
Yeah, you got us, of course.
This guy's 30
Good
years
job.
Old, lives in his mom's rec room. He's got NFL sheets and Spider-Man for GBD.
And arm,
I'm a character actor. The power move I'm about to make, buddy, is going to leave everyone you know in my wake.
You talk
so just remember
good.
Those words in a year
or two.
Sir, why do you have
not
diction
two.
Like that?
It's coming up.
Are you going to join CBS today, you faggot?
Sir, why do you have diction?
Yeah, that's a terrible gig.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Why do you talk with that diction? Was your mother trampled by a Clydesdale? Oh, he hung up.
He hung up.
Faggot.
Just embarrassed himself and Howard.
I like to listen to the morning. I'm awake.
You're a B-list celebrity now? That's an upgrade for you.
I know. I went from F to B.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I mean, it was Norton, like, you know, comedy seller, 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's B-list celebrity, Jim Norton. I think that's good.
It is an upgrade, and I appreciate it.
Very nice, and I'm a character actor. I'm suddenly
character.
John Cassell.
Who?
I was passed over.
Wait, it was John Cassell.
Fredo.
Oh,
Fredo. Okay, I'm sorry.
And Sal?
What a jackass. There's something to be said about jackasses, Jim. There really is.
All right, well, where's
the real fast, you guys, I apologize, but I got to bust out a shout to my Colombian Navy cab driver today. Ever just getting the coolest cab ever?
No.
You guys are... Every once in a while, you get in the... Ben knows what I'm talking about. Every once in a while, you get in the cab...
I got in a cab with a guy that drove Marilyn Monroe around.
Why? How come there's always, like, a billboard between Opie and I?
Yeah, I know.
It's like every time I talk
monitors.
To Opie, I'm talking to, like, his lat muscle. That's all I see of Opie is a red
lat
muscle.
I'm ducking down so I can see you.
I know. I'm ducking down, too.
Did you see our billboard in Times Square?
I will now.
Is it great?
It's
ridiculous.
My cab driver was from Colombia.
Yeah.
And he just lights up a cigarette the second I get in, like, didn't ask me if it was okay. And I'm talking to him, and he said he was in the Colombian Navy, and he just told me about all the chicks he got in the Colombian Navy.
Boy, I didn't know they had... You could build 13 episodes around that.
I didn't even know they had boats. Did you know Colombia had a Navy?
I didn't know that. I thought they just smuggled coke with their...
I told him I'd say his name on the radio.
Well, you just did. Santa Cain is here, and...
you got to see Twato.
And a guy with man boobs. By the way...
I saw the man boobs. Very beautiful areolas.
Oh. By the way, on the way...
Yeah.
Brother Joe's... George Harrison song.
Yeah, my brother just came in. Didn't even have time to record it. He's got the lyric sheet and his guitar with him for a George Harrison song.
This is an exclusive.
Is this done to the Patty Duke theme?
No, actually not. Go figure that one out.
All right.
I was on the phone with Joe on the way. He wrote that on the way in here.
Look at that. A legendary song written on a cocktail napkin in the back of a cab.
Is that always the way?
Yes.
It's always the way the classics are jotted down.
That's how they did Stairway to Heaven or something.
Yeah, Keith Richards wakes up and jots down Jumpin' Jack Flash and passes back out. 4 days later, he finds it under a syringe and says, hey, look what I found.
Doesn't even remember. Doesn't even remember waking up and ripping off that riff.
45 minutes of snoring.
Yeah, that's right. The tape has 45 minutes of snoring after his riff.
Satisfaction
riff, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is?
Satisfaction. He woke up in the middle of the night and...
Now, where's Sandy Cain?
And jammed.
You got to see Twato.
And then passed out and had no clue that he did it.
Whoever hasn't seen Twato, Sandy Cain, come in here.
Look how I'm delaying turning around.
Well, you better turn around because she's got a big thing in her hand.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh, you look.
Don't touch. Don't touch.
You know, I don't shake your hand after you had your hand all over that dildo.
Yeah, you don't know where it's going to be.
No condom on.
Look at everybody moves way over. Bill's coming over to this side.
We got to get her on a mic.
Unfortunately.
We're going to have to get more mics for this studio.
Sandy Cain has very nice... You look nice. You're not dressed up like a hula.
Yeah, but wait.
Oh, she's got red... You got red bra and panties on?
Yeah, I definitely do.
90-year-old cleavage.
Oh, look at you. You're so gorgeous.
How did it feel having a house fall on you?
Is this Norton?
That's Jim Norton.
I love you.
B-movie actor.
The dildo's got a bend to it.
Me and my middle finger love him.
He's a B-list celebrity.
About 5 o'clock every day when I hear you.
Hey, Sandy.
What?
Would you mind giving Jim an oral favor?
I'd love to.
Oh, my God.
Really, what you might...
Jim, would you take that from that?
Now, we know that Jim Norton is an admitted sexaholic. I just want to see how far he would go.
He's my type, really.
Am I your type?
Are you well endowed?
Jim, she's a B-list celebrity also.
Are you well hung?
Not compared to what you're holding, I'm not, no.
Okay.
Jim, would you allow this to happen?
Possibly.
Hey,
you were
Sandy's
wonderful getting out of the tub in The Shining, by the way. No, it's possible.
I didn't see the move. What are you doing later? Let's exchange blood tests.
Oh, that, yeah.
That old gag. She comes in with all this vaudevillian comedy.
Sandy, just show Jim your lower teeth, though.
Oh.
That doesn't bother me.
Oh, thank you. What bothers you?
Nothing bothers me.
Oh, good. My type, see?
What's with your lower teeth?
I think you said nothing bothers you.
I'm asking. He mentioned it, so I'm asking.
Okay. Do we have to go through that?
No.
Look at Jim slipping in peaks at like
a
breath.
Give a tissue.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's looking
tissue,
at
tissue, I don't
totally
even know you.
I like
out.
A woman with gum cancer.
Now, that's the thing is, you're not cruel. You're not cruel.
Backed out of it like a little
He's not cruel, though.
He was smitten with her when he backed out of it.
Smitten?
I'm just kidding.
I know. He never apologizes.
Nice, right? Look, Norton's grabbing. Oh, my God, you don't know what you're touching.
Do not touch her.
I just patted the hiney.
Don't touch.
Jim, you got to go wash.
No, look, come on, Jim.
Not because we care about Sandy. We care about you.
Thank you very much.
It's nice.
Hey, Doug from Springfield.
What is your sissy? You got to take one for the team for once.
This guy, look at this. You, dude,
Jim, would you be willing to go into the Jay Moore suite, have the deed done, and then come back and report what it was all about? Because she seems like she's real good at it.
Yeah, I would sooner murder Ben and felch his body. And the guy that's calling in, I don't do outrageous, wacky things. I don't come in here with a little hat with a propeller on it. I just get hookers and tell stories about it.
You like Mr. Big
No,
Deal Outrageous.
I'm just me. I tell true story. I'm not Mr. Wacky Outrageous.
Well, this would be another true story you tell.
Yeah.
I don't do things for the story. You know what I mean? Like, butterscotch pudding, that's a true... I didn't plan on a girl having diarrhea on my fingers. It happened. So I talked about it on the air.
I'll tell you what, buddy, don't plan on this happening.
and it'll happen.
All right, Doug. Thank you.
Later, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. I don't think Jim wants.
I thought it was worth asking.
Jim, I'm actually really surprised because Sandy Kane is a woman who keeps herself up as well as she can, considering she's in triple digits. And you know she's got her own.
Very nice.
She's got her own television show that's all about sex. She walks around with a dildo that look at it, it's vibrating, dancing around for you, Jim.
Spins.
Hey, Sandy Kane, show your technique on Mr. Dildo.
Ugh. Well, show the.
Jim, this is right up your alley.
Do
man,
the
I'm
mouth technique.
You.
Show the mouth technique on Mr. Dildo.
I never showed it to you before.
Well, go ahead. Let's.
We need a mic and
let's see what it looks
Jim,
like.
Jim, she's got her own TV show.
No, the whole thing is I would like to do it to a real man.
Well, show your technique.
Hold on. They're dumping out of that.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I understand where you like to.
When it comes to oral, I like a real man. Is that terrible to say?
Wow.
Is that true or what? You can't tell. I like a real man.
Can we just see on there? Can we just see you do
it? What about you, man? Are you up?
No, I'm packing a half right now. It's awful.
What's
it's like a baby's. It won't bend left or right.
Oh,
tiny.
Let's see. I mean, maybe no. No action, huh?
Why don't you try to arouse him?
No, don't touch him. Seriously.
Oh, God.
Hold on. All right, hold on.
Put the Mr.
Just so we're all on the same team, Sandy. Show these guys Twato. They have not seen Twato yet.
That's Sandy Kane?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ileana Douglas.
I have bigger breasts.
True.
All right.
Looks like something out of a Tim
she's
Burton
She's great.
Film.
I like her, but I think she's very sexy, by the way. I love that show, actually. That was the best show on TV. The breast show.
Wait, what was the character from...
Anyway, USC...
The Night Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Was he Twato?
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's see Twato.
Okay.
All right, look, stand back by the door, kind of.
Hold on. These guys both on the same side.
I am
side.
So hot.
Back up, Sandy.
Is this going to
so
smell?
So hot, I can't believe
it. No, it's going to smell, Jay says.
So what's the problem?
All right, Sandy, show them Twato.
With all the smells they have in this room, okay.
That's right. Show them Twato. We're driving through.
Look at this.
You should be bartending in Seaside Heights.
you tell me what this is.
Ready? She's...
Jay Moore and Jim Norton.
Oh, <my God. laughs> you want to smell it?
No.
Oh. Jay, what is that?
That is.
What is that?
It looks like a walnut.
It is Twato.
It's Twato.
You have a wasp nest growing on you.
Oh, God, it moved.
Wow. Wasp nest.
Oh, God. It's
I don't know what it is, but I do know I wouldn't have it for long.
It's a piece of Hubba Bubba.
Oh, it looks like her vag is graduating college.
It's got a little cap and tassel on it, right?
Can't you have that taken off? They could do that. They could do something with that.
Maybe you could bite it off for me.
Oh, come on. It's like polishing a 50 Buick.
Let me go to Liz.
That's up on blocks.
Our wet T-shirt winner. Liz, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My older sister's a doctor, and she used to work at, like, a sex clinic down in Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I was on the Internet, and I showed her the picture of the Sandy Kane growth.
Yeah.
She told me that's, like, 10 or 15-year-old genital warts, without a doubt.
Nice.
10 or 15 years old.
And then she fondles
what
it.
What vintage is that?
I just leave it alone. It doesn't bother me.
You just fondled it, and now
it touched.
But now you don't want anyone touching you. That's why people don't like to touch you.
You want to touch it,
Anthony? No, get away from me. Don't even say that.
Jim, would you like to see what she calls a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, can I see the hemorrhoid?
Look at the hemorrhoid.
I've never met you before.
Check out the roid.
You've
got to see the roid.
You're a fan of my hemorrhoid. I just came from Taco Bell, so I'm cool.
I don't know if I'm a fan of it, but I...
You've got to see the roid, man.
All right, she's getting to the roid area.
I wonder if Twato got a letter from the IRS.
Hey, Twato's getting $300.
That thing inside in there?
Yeah, it's really not out.
It's over. I can't see.
It's not out. Push.
Pardon me.
Did she just blast one out? It sounded like it. Oh.
Who the hell just farted?
Oh, I think she did when she was pushing. Oh, she was pushing and she just blasted one. She tried to pop her hemorrhoid out and she just farted in Jim's face.
That's why Jim's not talking.
I saw the hemorrhoid. It looks like the baby from It's Alive.
It's a little like the wart.
I am really hard to make queasy.
Right.
What got you? The actual...
That's okay.
Sorry, Jim.
She was pushing to push it out.
Growing hair.
The fart didn't hurt. It's like throwing a rock on Hiroshima. It doesn't matter anymore.
Isn't that disgusting? Where's Laird? Here's my buddy Jim Laird. Show Jim Laird Twato. Everyone that comes in has got to see Twato. Laird, look at Twato. Watch this. This is the most disgusting thing. Look. Look at this.
Sandy, flap it around like you did before.
He's like, hey, there you go. Right.
I literally
put an earring in it.
You know what, you guys? I haven't seen my wife in 3 weeks. I still haven't seen her. She's coming home at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm looking at Twato. I'm going to get coffee.
Hey, oh, you're not even going to... You don't even want to be in here.
I can't even risk, because it's already embedded in my brain like a Vietnam rape.
So you don't want to taint...
She's an effing human being, man!
You don't want to taint
her. I didn't know you were married, man. I didn't know you were married.
F all of you!
I didn't know you were married.
What's wrong with you, Taylor? She's an effing human being, man.
Sandy, can we have to hose you down now, man.
I never saw a crotch that looked like Bosnia.
Yeah, well, that's it.
No, but it's really weird to be with a lot of gorgeous men, and you're looking at that and not the middle thing, you know, the lips. You know,
Hold on, don't say anymore.
No, it's a classy show.
Just hold on, because now she starts saying things.
That is funny.
Don't say anything else, okay?
You would like to show Jim another part of your body. We can say that. Mouth.
The part that's very close to where Twato's growing from.
Yes.
Wow, right.
All right. Let's just give your opinion.
Okay.
All right.
I can't see. You have to. What are you?
Just give her a hand.
Oh, you have to open up. You have to.
This was no boating accident.
It's hard to see because let's just say it's.
Oh my God! What's that?
Uh-oh.
Something else?
What was that?
Dude, what did you just see? What did you just see?
Even Sandy said, uh-oh. She doesn't even know.
Did I wipe?
And those beaches will stay open. It's the 4th of July. Is it the little Kittner boy spilling out all over the floor?
I don't even know how to describe what I just saw. It was like an overgrown pimple or something.
It looked like a pencil eraser that came off the pencil.
Come to think of it, I do have another growth in there.
Oh, my God. And you just saw it?
Yeah.
How big?
It was like that long.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Look, Rick, you want to sketch another one out?
Rick, you were right. Yeah, baby.
Kathy.
Hi. How do you think I got this way?
Shut up. We're going to start throwing stuff at you again.
Oh,
Kathy.
Right. Like
hi, how are you?
Good.
I just want to say that I love your show.
Thank you.
And that Skanks. Fart came through loud and clear on the radio.
The fart did come out loud and clear.
I totally heard it.
Norton was like...
And it was the sexiest thing that's happened.
Norton was 2 feet from that man.
He felt the breeze.
Awful. I've never seen like... I mean, a lot of women have...
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I'm looking at a video of it. Ew. Oh. Whoa, man. Dude... Oh. That looks like...
Yeah, there is something in there. I just remembered. There is something in there.
Anne's looking at the video of it.
I just looked at the video. Let me tell you what that looks like down there. It looks like somebody cut up some veal and threw it on the barbershop floor.
After
Metallica got their haircuts.
There is a growth in there.
All right. All right. Slow down.
My name is John
Mayer.
That was contracted around 57.
Yeah, slow down there, oof. Sandy. Dave, what's up?
Yo, I here. Ready? 1 second. Sandy Kane?
Yes.
I want you to repeat after me. Say, hey, Mr. Carter. Hey, Mr. Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Connor.
Damn it.
No, it didn't sound like Arnold Horseshack.
What is he, a pastor or what?
It's funny, the voice of what was his name, Horseshack, and the ass crack of Juan Epstein's hair.
Anyway.
All right. That is a goddamn mess down there.
You should go to a doctor, Sandy. Yeah. You should go to
should I go to a doctor? I love it down
there. Kevorkian, I mean.
Okay.
Is it a laugh or a miscarriage?
Yeah, you got it.
It's messed up down there. But, you know, a woman goes through a lot. I was going with a very well-endowed man for a long time, and it's, like, kind of loose.
What was he using, a shovel?
How old a gal are you?
A gal?
Yeah, a thing. How old a specimen are you?
I guess when you're older, you're called a gal.
How old are you, Sandy Kane?
Can you keep a secret?
So can I, or that's mine.
That's mine.
I know.
She keeps her age a secret, but we got to see every goddamn thing growing.
Would you wow me?
Definitely. It's not Wednesday, though. Can we do it?
It doesn't matter. Just what
would you wow me? You can wow me by leaving.
My type. I like him. And he's funny. He's funny.
Thank you. I'm quite
at least he's funny.
Quite the
hysterical.
She's got interesting boobs.
Yeah, so did Nancy Reagan. I can't see them.
Honey, I'm taking them out, baby. Okay,
wait till you see this mess. Just when you thought it wasn't bad enough. Look at these.
Should I take my brassiere off? Or?
Yeah, by the way.
How do you like it? How do you like your breasts?
On other people.
You're quite a pistol, you.
I love your little comics in Playboy.
All right, go ahead. There.
What was I going to say? Yeah. Have you been breastfed?
Yeah, but I can't because I have a sore in my mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Scene one, scene of both.
Oh, that's cool. I like that because a lot of them have nipples, and that's irritating. Those are really nice.
She took off a bra and caused a self-induced knee injury.
Yeah, look at those. Oh, my God.
You know,
they have to be exercised.
What happened to the nips, though? They're gone.
They're inside. Oh, would you like to get it out?
Inside what? Your crotch?
Looks like you were attacked on this old house.
They got to be sucked out, so I need the right man.
Oh, God. What planet are you going to look on? Because I'll tell you, no man, I couldn't see a guy going, yeah, well, it's late, it's 4 a.m. All the rest of the chicks left.
The lights are out.
And you know something? I'm turning gay. Yeah. Because there's no way in hell a guy would want to do anything with that.
You think a good punch in the belly would pop him out?
Because Jim's just the guy.
This is the first aid kit from the men's room. Please do something. I literally...
Oh, my God. Jay, look at those things.
No, I can't because I will vomit.
A broomski?
I took a red eye. My schedule's a little wacky right now. Yeah. My stomach's a little queasy.
What kind of cheese is in those indentations?
Don't touch me.
You're the only girl that could actually dance in New Jersey without pasties.
No, I just did my own show, so there's glue on them. So
whoa,
I
there's
pasties
no,
on.
Eyelash
glue. Oh. Yeah, eyelash glue. There's eyelash glue on.
Are you sure that's right?
Just...
Yeah.
I should have washed my nipples.
They look like anuses. Jay Moore coming to the Dallas Improv. Heads up, Dallas.
Right.
Cleveland Improv, Slam Man's coming. All right.
Go ahead.
I really don't want to see those breasts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Stress Factory.
Wait,
oh, she farted again. She is the most disgusting woman.
I'm sorry, man. I can't help it.
You are a heinous woman.
I came from Taco Bell. I couldn't help it. I wanted my hemorrhoid to be out.
She just blasted
Does she look like the monster from Evil Dead 2? Is that the one?
Yeah.
When he's hacking through all the bodies and the monster's on the top of the house?
Yeah, the Evil Dead chick.
Sandy, put your thumb in your mouth and blow really hard. They'll pop out.
How about you? Would you like to get one out?
No.
Oh, God. Maybe with a car.
All right. And we should take a break. She reminds me of the girl from the downward spiral thing we were checking out before.
Oh, yeah. The mug shots.
We got to get into that next. We have to. We want to. We want to hear Brother Joe's George Harrison song.
Yeah.
We're going to do that after we take a break, okay? Thank you, Sandy.
This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
With the O&A show. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just heard that commercial with the bad Fred Flintstone on it you guys are playing.
Yeah, fake Fred. We just all mentioned that in the studio here. We're like, it's fake Fred.
As soon as I heard that, hey, Barney.
I hate
I
fake
that
Fred.
Was a riot.
You grow up with real Fred Flintstone, and then they got Barney's voice, and then the guy that did Fred died, but they still had Mel Blanc doing Barney's voice. So you'd hear Barney is like, "Hey Fred, you want to go bowling?" And then the fake Fred would be, "Okay, Barney, I'll get my bowling ball." Like, ah,
oh, what happened?
You guys remember
Fred?
The first Barney voice?
When yeah.
Barney was like semi retarded.
Okay.
He just said every other word was
Hey Barney, keep it down.
Okay, I'll keep it down, Fred. I'm keeping it down. Barney, keep it down.
Dallas Improv coming at you, baby.
Stephen Baldwin's version of Barney.
I can't awful. Believe I'm this close to the same mic that hemorrhoid laden cesspool sewer fishnet stocking left in the back room of Show World, sock full of mice having sex. Who it was on?
And your hands are right on the console.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Right where wash them not.
Jim was coming out of the men's room and he looked at me and goes, "That was really disturbing."
Yeah.
I'm Jim Norton said
bothered,
that.
But that I feel,
guy rents
I
midget
feel
porn
violent.
For crying out loud.
That gynecologist, if she ever went, would have to get hazard pay.
Are you That's bar like, nine tonight, Brother Joe?
Bar nine, yeah, tonight.
Certainly am.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Norton, Michael writes, "Tell Norton I saw his TV interview in Montreal last week." You were doing what, the Montreal Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
The reporter asked him if he hoped to get a sitcom from his routine. Norton told him he doubts it since his idea of comedy is getting a bunch of celebrities and hookers together and letting them kill each other. And then this guy writes, "There was complete silence from the reporter. I was laughing my ass off in the hotel."
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, that was a stupid little segment we did, and I knew they would hate me.
You went up to Montreal?
Yeah, I was...
Trying to get your big break?
I did not.
I could be the next Drew Carey.
No, I was doing the nasty show.
How much did you get paid?
I'll tell you off air. It was good, actually.
Oh, you got paid.
Right. Hey, look at that. Right.
Hey, Gary Morris is outside the studio.
Garrett Morris is here.
Yeah.
Wow. Garrett Morris got shot at an ATM.
I heard about that a while ago.
That's a man. Well, and here he is. You know what I mean?
Taking some gunfire.
Now look at him.
Nice to have one talented ex-NFL member here.
Look at him now.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what did Norton say? What did he say?
Nice to have one talented SNL alumni here.
Very happy for Mr. Morris arrived.
Holy Jesus.
Now you know what? I never went to Montreal to try to get it.
Wait, what happened to Garrett
Morris?
I'm
going to Montreal. Hold on. See
something
me.
Might be happening to Garrett Morris.
No. He was supposed to be, he's a little early, and that's because he's got his 520 up at 1010 Winds.
Ah.
And then he's coming down to us.
Well, that's a different type of interview.
I thought you told Garrett Morris, which we've done many times in this show, to go downstairs and get a cup of coffee. We're not ready for you because we're hanging out with Sandy Kane and Twato.
No.
Twato.
She was asking me about Ralph Howard, and I told her he's upstairs.
Oh, all right. So 10-10 wins, news.
We'll get Garrett Morris on a little later. Well, we got Brother Joe in here. He wants to do a George Harrison song. We also have tape of Anthony's mom drunk singing.
Oh, this...
Which Anthony, one? I heard a little of it.
Did ya?
It yeah. sounded like the woman they arrest on Cops that's drunk and on PCP. Like, and the kids are just running around in nasty diapers.
What
and
happened?
And they put her in that holding tank. She just loses her mind and starts singing.
Right.
I don't care.
You want the lead up?
That's yeah, what give it sounds it, like.
Let Joe give
I'll
a lead
give
up to this.
Lead up for this one.
Because how did this happen?
Brother
Joe.
It was my birthday on Friday, and we ended up
Happy
going
birthday.
Down to... thank you. We ended up going out to eat dinner and had a couple of pitchers of margaritas.
Oh, great.
And
my family can drink.
O-S.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time. And my mother kept on saying, my mom kept on saying to Dawn about how good Joe makes her sound in the studio.
In the song parodies and singing, yeah, Dawn got a good, but Dawn's got a good voice.
Yeah, but Mom doesn't understand that. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's magic. It's studio magic.
Like
it's
Milli Vanilli or
right,
something.
Exactly,
right,
yeah,
okay.
You know. And she said, I bet I can sing just as good as Dawn. I said, Ma, come on down. To
tape's
the
rolling, and all well, Joe's thinking is, oh, this will be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in New York, now in eight other cities.
Oh, my God.
She can't even travel without being ridiculed.
So, Mom singing songs.
Yes.
In the studio.
One in particular, yes. Yeah,
what song did she choose to sing?
Well, she tried singing a Carole King song, I Feel the Earth Move, but that was just a little too good, believe it or not. So I saved the tape.
shit from Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, no. Which is a lot of, like, a cappella.
Oh, it is. It's all a cappella. She tried singing Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, it's a trip.
You're out of the will.
It was a lot of fun. I've been out of the will for years.
All right, well, let's
we'll buckle in, strap in for this one. It's mine and Joe's mom.
Yeah.
You're singing.
Anthony, your family can drink and my family can Prozac.
Want to get together and have a party.
This actually sounds like one of, like, Janis Joplin showing up really drunk outtakes.
Oh, really? Like when she was drunk before she killed herself?
I listened to a little of it, and your mom hits a couple notes, and she's totally committed to it.
Right. Right. Oh, really?
She is cutting an album for the free world, baby. this is a hit, and she knows it.
All right, here's
Bill Spector's winking at her the whole time.
Here's Anthony's mom. I'm singing.
Let's
rock
get
on, baby. What's your name?
Some Joplin.
Rosemary.
Rock and roll, baby.
All you have to do.
I do it in one take.
Okay.
Sounds like Sandy Cain.
I'll let it song in two notes.
Okay, put on the headphones.
Okay,
Regis.
Where's my headphones?
Where's your cans?
Cans? I don't have those. Cans. Oh, God. Okay, well. Could I do it like in one take?
Feedback, everything.
I don't know, but I was getting like feedback right in my ear. Okay, I want to do. I have to make my voice gravelly. I could do this. If I, Joseph, if I, it takes like more than once to do it, but I want to do it. And I want you to, like, save it for posterity.
She's hammered.
I got to stop the tape. Your mom has the hottest voice.
Oh, God.
She really does, though. She has a really hot voice. Jim, help me out.
Oh,
very. The only thing is that she wants to do it in one take. It keeps reminding me of Ed Wood, but she is very sexy.
One take.
That's perfect. Perfect. Print it.
The voice is very hot. You're
it's
right.
Oh, very great. Sexy voice.
It's called drunk.
There we go. Anthony's mom.
The whole basement is here. Do I have a beeper? Are you kidding me?
Say check. Say check into the mic.
Check.
This is my hell on holidays.
It sounds like the whole basement and the whole upstairs and probably three stories high could hear me.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make a man. Work hard all my life with no help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Lord, won't you buy me a color TV?
$1
is waiting for me.
Quiet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. I forgot the word.
Shut up.
Oh, Lord. Won't you buy me on the town?
Quiet.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me on the town? Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make a man. Work hard all my life with no help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh.
That's it.
I forgot the f***ing words, but I like what I did, I think.
I like it.
Shut up!
Holy
shit. Excuse me, but I do believe that sucks ass.
Dolphins are beating them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there was Alfalfa. Alfalfa Schweitzer singing Janis Joplin.
Dolphins are beaching themselves in Coney Island.
I'm a crooner, Spank.
Barber of Seville.
Figaro.
Tommy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, go.
Yo, first of all, it's an honor to be talking to such comic genius. But, hey, I didn't know your mom had a cable access show in Manhattan during the week.
Oh,
listen,
Sandy Cain. Mike, what's going on?
Dude, Ed, guys, I got to tell you, Aunt, your mom sounds pretty hot, but once you start singing Jesus Christ, my chubby crawled inward. Horrible.
Hey, Chet, what's up?
What's up, Aunt? I want to cast my vote for your mom in the MILF contest. That was late. Oh. I won, her, buddy.
Yeah. Holy Jesus. That was
later.
Awful. People saying my mom and Lisa from sales should make a duet. Oh. Jason, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Yo, I want to know, could somebody go check out Janis Joplin's grave? I think the rotten corpse is crawling out to go strangle your mother for that rendition there, Aunt.
That was Janis from the grave. Dan from Hoboken checking in. Dan from Hoboken. I guess Joe, Aunt, and Dawn got their musical talent from their father.
I told you she was going for it, man.
Is that the new Fred Flintstone voice?
Got to give her the credit. I thought she'd call in by now.
Stop my dog's howling.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
I just admire her moxie, man. She went at it.
She's got moxie.
She wanted to put Dawn so on the canvas, man.
That sounds
she
like...
She went to the mat ready to roll. She, that, you know.
Eli saying, your mom sounds like Joan Rivers on crack.
Oh!
I have some other tape of her saying that Sal can't sing or dance.
Well, that we've seen.
That I should bring in.
Please make
now
it
I
stop.
Want to hear the song that she sang real well.
After hearing that spectacle.
Knock on wood, I want to hear now.
Janis Joplin checking in. I'm finally glad to be
it?
Dead.
Do you have your mom's knock on wood tape still? Now I want to hear her singing it good. And she'll definitely win the MILF contest.
God, that was awful.
I liked it.
And I know Joe's just like, Joe's looking at it the same way the guy that filmed Jimmy the Greek was watching Jimmy the Greek as he was saying all those things. Just keep going. Keep going. No, I got it on tape. It's going to be great.
Like the guy filming the Hindenburg. Don't drop the camera.
Yeah, the Hindenburg guy. Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, go.
I got two questions. Anthony, what's your mother's liquor of choice and how many packs does she smoke a day?
Actually, she doesn't smoke.
All right.
But she likes champagne.
Wine.
Wine. And if you really put her over the top, you just give her a White Russian.
She sounds like one classy lady. You should be proud.
Nice. A White Russian.
Tell them Large Marge sent you.
Take care, guys.
We're having fun, but I do have to say it. Aunt's mom is
mom
a
rules.
Very classy
she
broad.
She loves going out. The woman's, 62?
Yeah.
Large, and she loves to party.
Someone you would love to hang with.
It's great.
Oh, wow. All right. We got the George Harrison song, but now we got to take a break, it looks like.
Mercedes-Benz stock has mysteriously just plummeted.
Is it stockbroker Dave?
We got the FU line? Let's do an FU line as we go to break.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The last one. James from Flushing. Sorry, Aunt, but your mom's singing sounds like a burn victim rolling around in salt. Bravo, James.
Great.
Very good. We'll come back with Brother Joe's George Harrison song, okay?
I love my mommy.
Yes. Let's go to the FU line.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
This is a special FU going out to my boyfriend's dog that I took to the vet today. I had to take a stool sample, so my car smelled like already. And on the way home, the dog barked in my car. It got on my passenger seat. It got inside the seatbelt. It got inside everywhere. The emergency brake all over the place. Dog throw up. So a special you goes out to my boyfriend's dog.
Next message.
This is Bobby. I don't want to leave a big you to the lady on the bus where I was coming home from work. I was listening to your show, and she told me to turn down my Walkman because it was too effing loud. She gets a big you from me. Bye.
Next message.
Yeah, this is a big F you for Joe at work. I swear to God, if I ever catch you checking out my junk at the urinals in the men's room again, I'm going to stick your face in the toilet and make you eat the urinal cake.
End of message.
Keep the fortune.
With the Opie and Anthony show. Something's going on with our national number. It doesn't make sense. No one is calling it.
You got to give the number out like a million times till they get used to it.
Yeah, but Cleveland's been calling it like crazy. Philadelphia's been calling it like crazy. And we've had three calls today.
No, it was filled up earlier.
And before you idiots call up and go, well, that's because you guys suck and no one wants to talk to you. We know that's not true. It doesn't go from phones, you know, phone lines busy for 3 hours straight to no one calling. So
give the number out again.
The number is 866-277-4-WOW. Mm. Anthony, we just played a tape of your mom singing.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
Your mom's on the line.
Who's this?
Hello.
Uh-oh, it's Sal.
Yeah.
Sal, how
you... I got one thing to say first, and then your mom wants to talk.
All right.
I got to say, thank God I was asleep for that. When she recorded that. Here she comes. Hold on.
All right. Sal, it's called Passed Out.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, great job.
No, I guess I have no future in the music business.
But, you know, a bunch of guys are calling saying your voice was hot.
Really?
So that's pretty good.
I thought I sounded terrible. But I'm usually better than that.
Some people are checking in on instant feedback. The Lord checking in, he said, I'll buy you a whole goddamn dealership. Just stop singing.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God. No, I think I know who that was.
People saying, just shut up, stop. Your mom might be nice and all, but tell her to stop singing.
Can't sing, huh?
No, the audition didn't go very well as far as you singing.
Well, it was Joseph's fault. You know, he could have done a better job, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, he didn't make me sound good. He makes Dawn sound really good.
Well, Dawn kind of can sing. You know what I mean?
I never thought of that.
You have really, I got to be blunt here. You're really bad.
Hey,
I know.
Your mom sings better than Linda McCartney, though.
Alive or dead?
That's rude. But she had, you know, she probably had a lot of help too.
You sound like a lot of people also saying you sounded like Nancy Kerrigan singing the seventh inning stretch thing. Do we have that?
I never heard that. Really, never did.
Oh, well, maybe we can play it for you if we can find it, because
just to compare how bad I am.
It's equally as horrible.
Oh God!
I enjoyed your singing.
But you know, I had a lot of fun.
Oh, you did?
I had a lot of fun doing that.
Well, you know, booze will do that.
Yeah, well,
make anything fun.
Couple of pitchers of margaritas.
Was that what you were drinking?
I never drink margaritas.
And you were cursing like a sailor.
One introduced me to margaritas.
Do you curse like that in church?
Never.
You got a potty mouth.
No. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
All right, let's listen to Nancy Kerrigan. You just listen in.
Okay, I will.
And hear this.
Okay. All right.
Here it comes.
Hey, Chicago, let me hear you. And a one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, so it's rude.
Nice, right? Nice.
I'm worse, I think. I think I was a little worse.
When she was screaming, why me, after she got hit in the knee with a pipe.
Why me? Why?
Too funny.
There you go.
Yeah, she's bad.
You're much better, Mom.
Oh, yeah. That makes me feel really good now.
All right. Well, maybe take two will be better.
Yeah, there'll be no take two, because now I know what Joseph's doing. He's smuggling these tapes out of the house. Oops, and he's going to let you hear every one of them, and they're all going to be just bad.
No.
I'm not doing it anymore.
How does it sound? It sounds like the whole basement and the whole upstairs, and probably three stories high could hear
you. Okay, here we go.
And here you are.
So.
Lord, would you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Work hard.
There's the alfalfa
pot.
Help
from my friends. Oh, Lord, would you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
That's good.
That's
you gave it a shot.
I did. Okay, well, I got to go make dinner now. So.
You want to play Mom, What's in My Pants?
Oh, God.
I'm kidding, of course.
Hey, wait, Pete's got some. Pete, what's up?
Pete? Aw, Pete hung up. Pete said he wanted to talk to Marge Simpson.
Oh, homie.
All right, Mommy.
Bye, Ann.
Take it easy.
See you later, Ma.
Bye, Mommy. You got a cool
oh,
mom.
Oh, Lord, watch him, Mommy. Hey, Mercedes Benz.
Hey, where's Garrett Morris?
He's coming in right now.
Hey, where is he?
Oh,
Garrett.
Garrett Morris.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
What's up, Garrett?
How are
you? Make yourself at home. We're just having a little party here.
Swept away. Oh, my old little girl. Oh.
Isn't that a sad story? Three girls swept away here in New York in a riptide. Horrible.
You know, the story, wrote a song about it. Here goes.
Yeah, I still saw about it. Yeah, stealing from me in living color. It's a shame about these three girls. May God bless them.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm keeping my breasts, okay, y'all. I'm
you don't want to get
those
the
guys out there talking about you guys gonna do.
Yeah, we got the man boobs contest.
I'm too
contest.
Young to have my boobs cut.
No,
I'm too young to have them cut.
Well, you look like
they're
you
nice.
Keep yourself in shape,
yeah,
so I don't think
nice
you need
boobs.
That.
My wife goes crazy over these every night.
Oh yeah,
she loves my body. She's crazy. I mean, really. She,
nice.
She's an animal.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I take off my shirt, can't get rid of it, man. And she's like, but she just made her 60th birthday. I hope she isn't listening, you know.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Well, those guys have man boobs, Garrett.
Yeah. So they need some of the fat sucked out.
They
of them.
Are men. What other boobs could they have?
Well, you want to see them? See how
they
can
have women boobs. They're men, right?
Right.
So why is he telling me, since I thought it were men, that they got man boobs? Did I think they had bear boobs or something like that?
No, but, you know, they call them man boobs.
Or chicken
if
boobs.
Just, if you just
boobs.
Say boobs, you default to woman. You know what I mean? So if you say man boobs, you know it's a guy with boobs.
Well, since we talk about man and woman boobs, can we bring a woman in here to show us her boobs so I can wait to remember
nice.
What they look like?
We have a girl, Sandy.
Yeah, because I don't remember what they look like.
Sure, why don't we bring
do you remember what women... I don't... You know, I sort of want my memory revived. You know?
All right, Sandy Kane.
Bay.com.
This is
me.
This is the quality...
show you, Garrett, is going to make you wish you were back at the ATM.
Yeah, this...
Oh, Jay. Oh. I'm a guest, man. I'm a guest.
Baby,
oh, my God. Hello.
Yeah,
hello,
that's
beautiful.
What everyone says. Oh,
hello,
my God.
Beautiful. Hello, beautiful.
Oh, no, Garrett, Garrett's always a gentleman. He always kisses a lady's hand.
Don't worry about
No.
Ixnay
on Autotway. Go get the Lysol. Go get chemical.
What?
Get the DDT.
Don't you worry about nothing. Just remember what I told you last night, okay? Just remember what I told you last night, okay?
Yeah.
Garrett.
Now, Garrett, on short notice.
Garrett just kissed the same hand that Sandy Kane used to make sure the hemorrhoid was visible. Let's just put it that way.
Now, Garrett, we apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen, see, words like hemorrhoid. You know, yeah. I think those are like, you know.
What, hemorrhoid?
Yeah, that's below the belt.
Well, she's got them. But she's got them.
Garrett, you want to see below the belt?
I don't want to.
So much you guys, Sandy.
I don't want to hear about no hemorrhoids. Huh?
Sandy.
Oh, she's in on it, too?
Sandy.
But I'm saying...
Show him Twato.
No, yeah. I don't want...
It's not bad.
Twato.
You don't want to see Twato, Garrett?
Garrett, hold on one.
It
Lurch,
looks like
Lurch. Lurch, are you in the car? Please drive here, please. Pick me up.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hey, wait, no. Just show Garrett really fast, but back up.
But back way up.
I
already saw it.
Oh, you did?
You didn't see this.
I saw the hemorrhoid.
No, this is something a little different, my friend.
Sandy Kane, back way up to the CD rack.
All right.
There you go. Just give Garrett some room there.
All right. Okay.
She looks great.
Looks great.
All right. Yeah. Sandy, hurry up. Let's go.
If she kept walking backwards.
Yeah. There you go. A little
I'm
compliment.
Not looking at no hemorrhoid.
No, it's not a hemorrhoid. It's Twato.
It's Twato. Check this out.
Twato is an amazing conjoined twin she has growing out of her lap.
Yeah, watch this. Check that out.
Ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh!
What the hell is that, Garrett? What is that?
We're selling advertising space on it.
ladies and gentlemen, we have an alien that has been living here.
Yeah.
Doesn't that what it looks like?
I have discovered the alien.
You ever see Total Recall with
Quato? You can cover it up now,
right?
Okay? I'll remember this for the rest of my life. Okay? Don't worry. You have to show me. I got it in here. Okay?
Yeah. Because that's something that doesn't leave you very quickly.
So you were serious when you were talking.
Oh, yes. You got like
front.
A thing going on.
The other thing is in the back.
No, there's one just like there's one just like it at the back door.
I don't care.
All right. Garrett doesn't want to see it.
Send me a picture. Okay? All right. Lovely lady. You're a great sport. Come here.
Hey, why don't you kiss her hand again?
Oh, my God.
No,
grab the hand. That's bad enough.
Those other men are jealous. That's all.
Oh, thank
Thank you.
That's right. And remember what I told you last night.
Okay.
Don't we don't want to let them know?
You tell me.
Get away from me. What would you tell her?
Tell me, baby.
No, I just said, ooh, baby.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, baby.
Very well, Dad. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
She's got tenderizer for that poor chap.
Don't hurt her. All right.
Well, you let these guys talk to you like this?
All the time.
You let these guys talk to you like
this? She loves it. She loves it. Don't make loud noises like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think if there is some gentleman out here who wants to come in and protect the beautiful lady from these verbally abusive guys, you should do it now, okay?
That's terrible.
Because you can see that this lady is suffering under the weight. Look, she's just crying and stuff like
she's
that.
Fine.
Yeah.
She used to dance at the Peep Show.
Right.
She danced over at which place?
Showworld.
And Showworld, and people throw stuff at it.
Showworld, that's my favorite. Right. Over on 8th Avenue and 42nd, right?
Well, they kind of upped the ante.
Don't talk about it.
The waitress at the Last Supper.
Now, see, that was really mean. Though.
Very mean spirit.
That was very mean spirit.
Yeah, that's true.
Very mean
spirit. All right.
Yeah. Norton's saying that's mean.
You want to see the boobs?
All right. Oh, yeah, you want to see the boobs, Garrett? You said you wanted someone to flash it.
I'm not against seeing boobs.
All right. Yeah, look at this.
Music?
Wait till you see this horror.
Could your mother sing?
Or could you play taps?
Ladies and gentlemen, I do have a heart condition. If you hear the heavy breathing,
right,
if you hear a guy cough, call.
We'll help you out.
Call St. Vincent's. Oh, my God.
Here we go, Garrett. This is for you.
Is this a video show?
Here we go. A little striptease going on here. Nice, right? Look at her shaking.
Ugh.
Shaking that stuff. Ugh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Watch.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now I don't want... Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I think she's going...
Oh, my God. Look, she's doing all her old moves that were good in 1952.
Oh, she's teasing the hell out of me, bro. Tease.
Don't touch him.
No,
don't touch Garrett.
Tease.
All right, go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, babe.
Go for the money shot.
Trust me. Oh, my God, I see something. Okay.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
She's jumping up and down.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're apparently real. And yeah. I think they're like 38, maybe.
34 double D.
Well, that's all right with me. That's right. More than my fault. You know, right?
Without the nipples. No. Sandy, don't jump around like that. You're going to pop a hip. Jesus.
You know, what type of
talk is that?
Well, yeah, it's right. Tell
Garrett,
lady, man.
I'm talking because she's not a kid anymore, and she could hurt herself.
She's quite a pistol.
Shape,
the only stripper that needs a life
very,
call.
Very good shape.
Yeah.
When I was stripping and fell down, I was in pain. Thank God my son, Michael, gave me the life call pendant.
For those of you who have a video with your radio thing.
Yeah,
we do a little of that.
Yeah, turn to 103.5.
Oh, yeah?
And you'll see the video part of this.
Okay. Plug another station. We don't get
it. Okay. Turn to 1,000,093.
We're on a 103.5 somewhere.
Somewhere. Don't matter. Somewhere in this country.
Is there a station? Is there a station like that?
Close
I take it back. Don't turn there.
All right.
Okay.
www.meatbag.com.
Turn to www.meatbag.com.
Okay. Just a bag with meat in it.
Beautiful.
So should we get to the George Harrison song?
Ladies and gentlemen, they're in the scatology here. I mean, it's deluxe, okay?
Oh, yeah, you like
that.
The
woman has a preparation H here.
You want to apply some to her hemorrhoid, Garrett?
I know, preparation aids to positive. No, I'll leave that for you, bro.
No, she kind of likes it.
No. Well, then
she
I know
it.
I'll leave it to you.
I do.
You know what
I
mean?
Like when a man
ladies and gentlemen, I thought I was going to come in here and talk about a movie called Jackpot.
There's the plug. I was wondering.
I didn't know I was going to come in and talk about hemorrhoidal situations and preparation H situations. I didn't know. I thought I was going to come in Jackpot.
Right.
Hello, you know, Jackpot, which is not talking about Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's Jackpot all about, Gary Morris?
Well, Jackpot... It's funny you should ask.
I was wondering.
It is a movie. Okay. Now, what's your name again?
Sandy Kane.
It doesn't have Sandy in it, although I think we would rethink that had we seen her before. Because it is a weird kind of a movie. And I think Sandy sort of belongs in a movie we call Weird, would you say?
Do you have the part of a cadaver available?
Huh? But Jackpot is about the movie that I just made with this guy. Jonathan Grice.
Uh-huh.
He used to be my engineer in Martin. I did a thing called Martin. Long time ago, you probably don't remember that.
It's
a black show. You guys probably don't look at
it. I love watching Martin.
On WB. You probably just look at ABC, NBC, CBS.
Martin, what's up?
Okay.
Of course.
What's up? Okay. Okay. Yeah, you dig it. And then a guy came 5 years later and claims he created what's up, 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 what's up. So I said, what was that? He said, well, they just developed it. I said, what happened to Martin?
Oh, like the Budweiser guys, you mean?
Yeah, he said, what's up?
What's
he didn't
up?
Discover that.
Are you saying Martin invented what's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Yes.
Morris is saying that. Yes.
No one said what's up before
it
Martin.
It wasn't in English.
Everyone's
language.
Ripping off Martin.
It wasn't in English. But jackpot, ripping jackpot, jackpot. Get that back to jackpot. Ladies and gentlemen, come Friday.
No one said what's up
jackpot
before me.
Is going to jump out of the pot.
Jackpot.
Yes, we're going to have a premiere.
You're right, Mr. Yes. Morris. That commercial
and,
stole from Martin. And
your favorite, Daryl Hannah, is going to be in it.
I don't like Daryl Hannah.
Okay, your favorite. Your favorite, Peggy Lipton.
No, I'm cheating.
Peggy Lipton.
Hello, you all right? Well, she's all right with you?
From the Mob Squad.
She was banging Quincy Jones.
Yeah, she certainly was.
Well, I'm not in the woman's sex life. I'm just talking about in the movie.
Yeah.
Is Chevy Chase in it? He's in a lot of those.
let me see. I didn't check this. I got to check.
Who
see
else
if he's
is in it, Mr. Morris?
Well, yours truly, Jonathan Darren had Crystal Bernard.
Now, Crystal is all right, right? I mean, Crystal is a...
I wonder if Quincy Jones' glasses got all messed up when he was banging Peggy Lipton like they were in the We of the World video.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is called trying to fight against odds that are not just... unconquerable.
I understand.
But just trying to just get up out of a pile of... Did you believe that? You're going to believe
that?
Yeah,
we could get that.
Get your head up out of
I don't think Mr. Morris knows what planet he's on.
Of animal manure.
Right.
All right?
I understand.
Of animal manure.
Right.
All right? And get your head up just to say... Jackpot.
Jackpot.
Jackpot, yes.
It premieres Friday.
It premieres Friday, yes. So, anyway,
is this Gary Morris or Bill Cosby on crack?
Come here, lady. Now, you see, he shows that he ain't right. Why didn't he say, Georgia?
Mr. Morris,
yeah, he said
that.
Bill Cosby got black. See?
He'd be better off rolling Magic Johnson through barbed wire and then hugging him.
Another black guy suffers. You know what I mean?
Wait, you got to explain what's going on. That's a great line.
Hold on.
Go ahead. I can't even hear what's going on.
All right. Well, Gary Morris is hugging Sandy Kane, and Jim said
he'd be...
I'll wait till the music stops.
Like them, say, pray, Lord, they want what? Yes, it's gone. But now they've been found. Yes, they were lost. But now. They're at sea.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Play a song like Decamptown Lady.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
What the
hell was that?
I think Chico Esquilla took one too many balls to the head.
I'm a Miss Plebeians, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Miss Plebeians. You know?
I pay you boys to build a railroad, not jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
I'm a Miss Philistines, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you to know that I have not sinned.
No.
I have not sinned. Okay? I came here. In good faith, Lord have mercy.
Garrett, I got to ask you something.
And my good name has been drugged through the mud.
I'm sorry, Jim Norton.
You know? And you have drugged my name through the mud.
Hey, if we can't have Dice on the show, what the hell? Garrett Morris will do.
Andrew Dice Clay?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's my mantra.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Talk, bro.
How come I get banned from this show?
This is the man's show. Go. Talk, bro.
How come I get banned from Saturday Night Live?
Just because I don't like you.
I don't like you.
You get
banned,
you
just stop paying.
You ever seen me on in the last 20 years or so?
Hey, Garrett, what is that like when you get shot? That's got to hurt, right?
In other words, nothing is sacred.
No, no, I got to know.
I told you don't ask that question, Mr. Morris. Don't ask it.
What happened in that situation? Because we heard about it, but I never heard any details afterwards.
Well, why you never heard the details?
Why?
All right, you don't effing want to tell me the details.
I have
spinal cord injury, bro. The thing went through my spine. I'm supposed to be a quadriplegic.
And you're walking.
Now, watch this. Now laugh.
I ain't laughing.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Why would I laugh?
Yeah, you're going to laugh.
Why would I laugh?
Why would I laugh at something like that?
Because you're a student of sick comedy, and you guys laugh at anything.
And there's nothing
held
sacred.
That's right. There you go. You guys don't hold anything sacred. Watch. I'll say Jesus Christ.
See, I think we got off on the bed on a wrong foot.
Mother. What's the name of the lady who just died?
Mother Teresa.
Yeah,
she just died.
He laughed.
Okay, I'll say, no conscience.
Martha Washington.
See, that's not funny.
You got...
What about Mother Luther King?
See?
Mother Luther King?
Mother Luther King?
See, here's the thing.
Mama Sheen.
What? You're a legend in the comedy.
No, you are.
And you were injured, so we wanted to ask it.
You're setting me up for nothing, okay? I am the least one in this line, okay?
Gary, I ain't no
legend in my own mind. I ain't nothing but just a common old American black boy trying to make a living in this man's world. You know what I mean?
Garrett, seriously.
And y'all just think all black people. Yeah, that's all you do.
Just because they're black. As a former Saturday Night Live cast member.
Yes.
I was talking to you outside. I told you you were my parents. Like, that really was, like, a big news and shook a lot of people up. And I really, honestly, I know these guys real well.
You told me I was your parent. What? You said?
I was your parent.
What did you say? I was your what?
Well, I said you were in my prayers when I found out you got shot.
Hey, man.
And so I'm telling you.
He prays to Satan.
I know these two guys well enough that if he's asking you about what happened, it's because he really wanted to know
because I never got any
knowledge.
And
I just told him.
And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Were they like gangbangers? Was it like just a random thing?
Did I know the guys who shot me? Hell no.
Jim, shut up and stop pretending you're a kiss ass.
This was a guy and a girl.
Norris sitting here.
This was a guy and a girl.
Here comes phone call pending.
No, I didn't know these people. I've been going around South Central for like 12, 13 years before
that
happened.
That's where you're from?
No, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. But I happen to be living in L.A.
But why does a man with a lot of money, like, live in South Central Los Angeles?
That's a good question,
Jay. Did you go to USC
Jay?
Or something?
I don't understand. That'd be something you ask about in relationship to that.
Okay.
That's your problem, not mine. That's your problem, not mine, bro.
I don't have any problems.
It's not a question I would ask is what I'm saying. You know, but I don't live in South Central. I live in Burbank.
Okay.
But I would live in South Central if I wanted to. It had no problem to do with it.
Hey, man, I'm on your side.
And I'm not on your side. I'm on your side. I'm answering you correctly, bro.
Thank you, sir.
And that is that where I live has to do with only how I feel inside and not the amount of money I have.
I'm not questioning.
I know you're not. You're being sensitive. I'm simply answering all the ramifications of your question. You are being very pure. I applaud you. Hey, everything's cool. I'm not putting you down. But I still repeat.
No relationship to my money.
Hold on, whatever money I might have. You're going to be bleeping out all of this, right?
No.
It had no relation to the money. And the reason why I answered that is because your boy was living there.
Why?
Ice Cube.
Why so sensitive about it, though, Gary?
Ice Cube.
Why so sensitive?
Who says it? Because I said...
Oh, that was him.
No, I didn't say nothing.
I'm blaming you.
No, that's him.
All you white guys sound alike to me, okay?
We all sound alike.
Garrett, I think the prevailing question, to be more blunt with my point is, like, I act like you, and I'm not really going to go to an ATM in South Central because it's probably not the safest place to go to an ATM.
That's not right. That's not... You're thinking wrong.
How am I thinking wrong?
Hey...
You're going to tell me...
First place, you put me and you in the same thing. If I go to ATM in South Central, it ain't unsafe for me.
You got shot.
No. People get shot in Westwood, all right?
But not when you.
But you didn't question her. Why do you go to Westwood? You just said the Asian girl. Why'd you go to Westwood to get shot? Okay? All I'm saying is, I don't question it. Nobody else has a right to. Period.
All right. Okay. Now look, I've been going.
By a black guy named OJ. Now, that's who they got stabbed by.
No. Look, if I go and do a movie, do a thing called Hunter, right? Which when I came here, and I look for somebody to Marcel my hair, where do you think I'm going to go, Beverly Hills, to get my hair cut?
No, that's
if
true.
I want some good crawfish. Right? Where do you think I'm going? Beverly Hills?
No, you're going to go to West Angeles
Hell
Church.
Yeah,
I'm going to
I'm going to my favorite seafood place in South Central.
Okay.
All right? So by the time I got shot, I'd been going around there for at least 14 years. So, no, it's not unsafe, son. All right.
I digress, and I defer to Mr. Morris's wonderful.
I have to. I'm not trying to correct you because you're a beautiful guy, but you have to be in the way of the bullets. So a few hits you, but I don't mean to put you down. Okay.
I'm serious.
He's beautiful. I don't mean to put you down at all. But I'm answering to people out there who might also say I can't go to South Central because it's dangerous. All right. Everywhere you go, you get shot. There's a high crime rate in Hollywood right now. Hollywood, it doesn't match South Central, but it's high. All right, and Van Nuys has a high crime rate.
Absolutely.
All right,
you know why? Mexicans.
Oh,
not the black people.
Atención, yo no quiero hablar. Contra mi gente en la
Latina. Is that language?
No.
You talking a little abadabba?
I said, I don't want to speak against my people, my friends.
You're strong, the Mexicans. Gary Morris is strong.
Is this a setup?
No, it ain't a setup.
So, Gary, what's
now? Let me say something real. Let me say something real. What's your name again, bro?
Billy.
I'm Anthony. That's Opie.
Anthony.
That's Jay Moore.
Wait, is it Opie and Andy?
It's
opening and Anthony.
Now, why'd you call? Was this like Opie?
Anthony. It's Anthony. It just
so it's not,
to
it's
be.
Not, nothing to do with the Andy Samberg show. What there may be artifacts around this
where?
Thing.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Yeah. Nah, there's no Mayberry.
But I want to look. I want to thank you guys. I'm serious, okay? I really want to thank you guys for having me here, okay?
No all problem.
Right. All right. Not everybody's all doing right. it. Conan said no.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean?
That son of a bitch.
Huh?
I guess he knows.
Well, fancy you should ask. Besides Jackpot, I got a sitcom I'm working on that's called Bourbon Street. It's a jazz sitcom. I'm from New Orleans, and I'm trying to hook up something that's
all right.
out of my
Let's
New
all
Orleans
sing one of the songs I think can bring everyone together that Garrett made famous back on SNL.
I'm gonna get me a shotgun to kill all the whiteys I see. I'm gonna get me a shotgun to kill all the whiteys I see. Wait a minute.
That one without rule.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know I love white people, okay? They're all right with me.
Of course.
Okay? Right. White people are all right with me. I did happen to write that song, that's true. You know,
it's a legendary bit.
But I have nothing against white people, particularly white ladies. Please don't get turned off by the song.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Gary, we're going to say thank you.
And thank
good
you,
luck
man.
With
thank
the
you.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
The Jackpot.
Thank you, man.
When is that coming out?
Friday it'll open up here.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow it opens up in Los Angeles. And my man Jonathan is doing a fabulous job, man. I mean, a lot of people underestimate who's this is my what?
The great Garrett Morris, Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Garrett.
He was in, you remember Martin? I'll tell you about it.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about the Martin.
He did In the Day, and he also played the computer expert in Pretender. Right?
Jackpot opening Friday against Planet of the Apes. That shouldn't be that bad of a hit. Right?
Whoa, right. Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, opening up Friday. A little competition never hurt, right? So not like anyone wants to see that movie.
Garrett,
did you see, what's the guy's name? The big
Planet
guy?
Of the Apes opening Michael, up in the Magic Johnson theaters.
Did you see Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah.
The advertisement
that's
literally
that's
looks like
belt,
Michael
that's,
Clark
that's
Duncan
low.
In an Apes.
I can't believe
low.
Anthony would say something.
Low,
what did
okay.
you say?
That's low, Anthony.
Wait, hold
that's
it. Low, I was talking to Jay Moore. What did you say?
I didn't see him, Anthony.
What did Opie just say that got me screwed?
I have no idea.
Anthony said the Planet of the Apes is going to be in Magic Johnson theater.
theaters.
No.
Opie said that.
Dude, I was talking to goddamn Jane Moore.
I was just talking to Opie about the...
I don't even know who Opie is, so what the hell is going on?
I'm being screwed here. You know, if I say something inappropriate, I'll take the blame.
The great Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, everyone. Give him a big
hand. Garrett Morris!
There he goes. Garrett Morris. Feel the love.
Feel the love. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris,
again.
Everyone.
Garrett Morris.
Keep clapping until he leaves. Garrett Morris, thank you.
Jackpot opening Friday with the great Garrett
Morris, everyone. Keep clapping until he leaves.
Garrett
Morris, everybody. We love Garrett Morris. There he goes. Jay Moore getting some love from Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris. Okay. All right. The great Garrett Morris. We're going to come back with Brother Joe's George Harrison song.
Right.
Garrett, Sandy has a cane waiting for you.
You're listening to Opie and Anthony. These guys get more girls in a day than I'll get in a month.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
This is Garrett Morris, and you're listening to Blank, 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 Opie and Anthony. I say Blank, 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 because you know they do a lot of Blank, Blank, Blank talking, you know. Vina to Leroy Brown. All hail to the champs, Opie and Anthony.
Thank you, Garrett Morris. The great Garrett Morris, Anthony.
Wow.
He hugged everybody, though, on the way out. Yes, he did.
Showing the love.
Showing the love.
Him and Sandy Kane, it looked like Patrick Ewing at a strip club.
What the hell strip club was that?
What?
What the hell strip club's that that has girls like...
strip club? It's in the paper.
Not
in
girls
Atlanta.
Like Sandy
cool.
Kane.
Yeah, you don't get that... Hey, Dionne Warwick getting Hummer. Patrick's like, you know what? They said he was nervous on the stand today. Yeah, maybe it's because he doesn't speak English.
Oh.
Maybe it's because he doesn't want anyone to know... And then he said, everyone stood around and watched, the club owner and all his friends. Yeah, you know why? Because they can't believe you're in a strip club getting a Hummer and you're still wearing those stupid fake reading glasses. Yeah. Why don't you loosen the tie, take off the fake union representative fake reading glasses, Patrick. Like, you can read the shot clock, let alone... All right. Where's Brother Joe?
Oh, my God.
It wasn't like nothing happened because I didn't pay for it. Oh, I thought you were married with kids, idiot. Why don't you go back to the Pacific Northwest with the Sonics and go back to scaring campers?
Jay Moore. Appearing at the Improv and somewhere soon.
More sports coming soon.
More sports coming soon. M-O-H-R, sports, coming soon.
When is Garrett Morris' film coming out?
Tomorrow? No. I don't know. Friday, maybe? Or tomorrow, and then Friday?
I won't be able to see it.
Why is that, Jim Norton?
Oh, because I'll be at the Stress Factory Thursday the 26th through Saturday the
28th. Is that a B-room?
What's that?
Is that a B-room?
Just had to let it lay there. No, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be there. 732
Just let it lay there.
545-4242. Ha, 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 ha. Vinny should be emasculated for that phone number. That really annoys me.
Can we play Brother Joe's song? And then we got man boob guys outside.
Yeah, it's not even play it. Joe's here live.
Oh, yeah, I know.
To perform hot off the presses.
Of course, along with you, Anthony.
A George Harrison song.
Joe. Jim Larry. Oh, wait, will
I
you
might
guys...
be late on the way to Bar 9 tonight because I'm going to watch, again, the Ewing press conference to see if they show any Bigfoot footage. I have an alibi. Look, I was scaring campers.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Ewing and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah! Fantastic!
Oh,
Oh, John Lithgow, Patrick.
I'm not going to be able to sing this, man. No,
you got to sing it. So it's too good a song today to not sing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off most of the mics and let Brother Joe perform.
What do we got?
We have a couple of them on. Wait, these guys are going to help.
Yeah, Lance, grab that one.
We're very relieved that George Harrison's going to be okay. He's very pissed off that people reporting he's going to die soon.
Well, I don't think he's going to be okay. I don't think Joe does either.
Oh, no? You don't think so?
No, like he's sitting there like Catherine Ann Quinlan or anything.
No.
All right, here we go.
I know I'll be dead real soon. 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 You know I can't conceal how crappy cancer makes me feel. The doc says it'll be terrible. Before I croak, I'll be a vegetable. You know I'll be dead real soon. 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 It started with a little pain. I thought my neck was sprained.
Ouch, me head hurts.
Man, this ain't so gear. There's blood squirting from my ear.
You know, the other part.
Oh, yeah. Because I have cancer. You know I have brain cancer. Yes, I've got plenty of cancer. Ooh, a tumor, a tumor, a tumor, a tumor, a tumor in my mind. I'll be dead real soon. You know I'll be dead real soon. Dead real soon. No, I'll be dead real soon.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, terrific.
That's right, Bar 9
tonight
between 53rd and 54th. With a whole bunch of guests.
Maybe I'll go over there with my fake beard wife that I hide my homosexuality behind. Maybe I'll bring the wife up to Bar 9.
That's very strange because we haven't talked about that in 8 months.
Well, me being gay?
Yeah. We dropped that a long time ago.
It went away.
Why can't you?
I was just beating you to the punch. Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, here come the reviews already. Wow.
Oh, great. All right.
Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Dude, man, that song went too far, man.
What's the matter?
Yeah. Dude, the guy's a Beatle, dude.
I didn't think I went far.
Dude, you're being very undude.
Well, I could have gone,
Ooh, my head.
Wabowski, man, I got it.
Hey, at least it's not to the Patty Duke theme.
Oh, no.
My head, my head.
I could have done that one.
At first, I thought it was a bum. Because I hit the table with my.
So I don't know. You're the
That's
songwriter.
Horrible, man. Poor guy.
I can help. I'm not a songwriter.
Hey, let's get the man boob guys in here.
Where's the man boob?
They got their pictures taken. They're up on the website. We're looking for the guy with the worst man boobs. And the fine doctor, Dr. Gregory Pistone, Pistone, from Philadelphia. He's got a website, drpistone.com.
Wow.
For fuller hair, a thinner body, and a fresher look, see Dr. Gregory Pistone. Also sponsoring this is goldenpalace.com. Wait, did someone just curse?
He just scared Jim Laird.
Look at King Kong Bundy, this guy looks like.
Wow.
Hold on. Also sponsoring this is goldenpalace.com. When you vote on the man boobs, you'll have a chance to enter for a trip to Hedonism 3.
I'd like to step out onto the mat and shake this filthy animal's hand.
Do you get that King Kong Bundy thing a lot?
Yeah, a little bit.
And
I had to do a couple avalanches in my time.
Yeah,
I used to be a bouncer.
Used to be a bouncer?
You don't say.
Yeah.
Sounds like Peg Bundy.
That figures. He's going to sound like someone kicking Jim Laird's ass in a second.
No ass, man. You got to know when to be brave. You got to be hiding behind a computer screen.
Yeah, Opie, dick. Oh, man. You totally sold me down the river with Garrett Morris. Man, that ain't funny. What are you saying? I'm just looking and going, I don't even know what anyone said because I was talking to Jay Moore at the time.
Did you guys see Belinda Carlisle's really nice new rack in Playboy?
No, we haven't checked that out
really,
yet.
They did it like 50s pinup style photos. Really hot stuff,
it looks airbrushed, though, man. The whole thing.
I don't care. Just the fact they bring it in. They always get everyone to take their... Yeah, she's got triangle going.
All right, who's in the contest today? All right, I guess we got to check out more.
Three guys.
And then we got to bring in Danny Cannell.
Okay, terrific.
What's your name, man?
I'm Justin.
Justin? They took your pictures for the man boob contest?
Yeah, they took my pictures, and Sandy Kane offered to TF me with her little Mr. Dildo there, so I was kind of freaked out.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, look at that.
Yuck.
All right, take your shirt off.
Now, Jesus, Opie, you fag. Now, you're a guy that's, you don't weigh that much. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 145, but I dropped 20 pounds over the last couple of years.
And in the breast area, it stayed.
Stayed.
All right, let's take
a look. What a shame. Okay, let's look. all right, yeah, you're supporting.
Fantastic.
You're supporting there.
He's got like.
He looks like Tracy Lords when she was 15.
All right, yeah, when he puts his arms down too, you could really kind of see that. Wow,
he's got like 13-year-old girls.
Those budding boobs that you get from the.
Looks like the cover of the album cover.
Blind Faith album.
Blind Faith album cover.
The cover of Blind Faith with hair.
Well, that's you got an interesting.
You know what? With jugs like that, pal, you might want to shave your chest and belly.
All right, I think you are definitely in this.
You're in the running,
in
man.
The running.
Okay.
For the free procedure from Dr. Pistone of Philadelphia.
See, and here's a guy that doesn't have to like lose a lot of the weight or something. Because some guys are just fat. You don't know if you lose the weight, those things might go away on their own.
Sure.
But here's a guy who doesn't weigh that much and he's got the boobs.
All right, who's our next guy here? But right. I know it's you. What's your name?
He raises his hand. That'd be me.
That's good on radio. Make sure you wink a lot.
What's your name, man?
It's Costa.
Costa?
Yeah.
All right. And how much do you weigh? You're packing a few, right?
Yeah. About two
plenty.
Two fitty.
Ha ha. Okay.
You've had you enjoy the beer or something, right?
I'm just a food guy.
Yeah, food guy.
Food.
And what's the problem with your boobs, man?
Looks like
you have to take the shirt off. Huh?
Fat guy kind of thing.
You should take off your sweater too, so we can look at the boobs.
Sweater's off. It's like Sandy Kane's cavity.
Look at the side.
Look
at the side. All right, the side view.
The Wally thing going on.
The side view is more telling, yeah.
Yeah. It's Zira.
That's good. Zira. Naked Zira.
I would kiss you, but you're so damned ugly.
Damn Zira. Nice hairy cans. I love your cans.
You look like the before picture in a Joe Weider protein drink commercial.
Wow, Joe Weider joke today.
Jay Moore, Dallas Improv, Cleveland Improv.
Joe Weider
I'm coming
joke.
Your way, America. Listen up.
Wow.
Smarten up.
Joe Weider jokes never old.
Show us your penis now.
No.
I ain't going that far,
I bet
man.
Your breasts are bigger.
All right.
Hold on. Don't even talk like that.
Yeah, hold on. Garrett Morris.
Nice cans. Get in a coffin.
What's your name? The guy that looks like King Kong Bundy. What's your name?
Pat.
Ugh, me Paul Thor.
Paul is good on the message board.
Pat?
What?
Get in a coffin.
What's your name?
Pat.
Pat?
Paul is good on the message
board. Get in the piano case.
I love you, and the hills have eyes.
No. I'm still laughing. No way. Norton stole the thunder. I'm still laughing at getting a piano case.
Die, getting a piano case. Die.
Oh, my God.
Show us your man boobs,
sir.
You look
like a cross between Mr. Clean and a pile of crap.
Die, getting a piano case. Your pool bearers are going to have to be Clydesdales.
Okay. How much is that Andrew Dice George?
Oh!
All right, let's see. Wait.
How tall are you and how much do you weigh? Just so the people.
Around 350.
350?
Okay. He's a big guy.
There's something going on underneath that tank now.
Oh, boy.
What's going on
see
there?
See those cans, honey.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Those are man boobs.
My man is jiggling them like a stripper.
Accept my procedure now?
Wow. Yeah, that's...
They hang.
Those are man boobs.
Those are like
can flex them.
He's got like wow. They're like C.
Didn't Tony Atlas used to do that flex in the WWF? That pectoral flex? You got nipples like that redheaded fat girl that was in here.
When you turn sideways, it looks just like Sandy Kane's boob.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Turn sideways. Turn sideways.
Those implants?
Looks like Telly Savalas with a yarmulke.
He's a 300-pound man with breast cancer.
That is huge. Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow, you got him on the sides. Turn around, turn around. Put your hands down.
It's like Curly with double D's.
Which? You beat me to it, you hard on. Which stooge are you again? Hey, Mo, Curly's got boobs.
Hey, Mo, let's go for the TF.
Why, you?
Hey, Curly, put them together. I'll put my junk in there.
Wow. That's quite a sight, my friend.
Did you get here by Vine today, sir?
Oogum, oogum. Kill yourself getting piano first. Hey, Mo, I finally get cans and there's a sack attached.
All right. We have to take a break. I know, man.
One of those wacky Stooges episodes where they get married.
You're
married.
You're in it to win it, buddy.
Hey, it's my new wife, Mo.
You know those wacky ones where they get married? I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Hey, you're a dude.
Very good.
Oh, boy.
Very good to the guys.
King Kong breasty.
Yes. There are pictures.
Go, girl.
All their pictures are up on the website, I do believe. So let's take a break and come back with this mess and play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today. This show flew today. Yeah. I love the party shows. I love when we got a lot of people
getting Hummer at strip clubs.
We have Jay Moore to thank for today. Jay Ma.
In the house. Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. Whoever's new, it's the best.
By the way,
C-rated celebrities and character actors.
By the way, I want to thank Jay.
And Emmett Walsh, standing by.
I want to thank Jay on the air. He gave us major props in the L.A. Times.
Yeah.
Major props.
I saw that quote.
The article's out there somewhere.
He says it's like your friend's got a radio show.
Yeah.
You just pop in, hang out. Pretty cool.
That's right, baby.
That's
it. Spread it around.
That's it.
Spread it around, Mark. I had it. We all had it. I went with it. Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, Rachel.
Out of the question. Out of the
Mr.
question.
Mr. Fabisham.
Out of the question. Out of the
also,
did you notice
also,
how we filled the room?
I did notice it got a little more crowded.
And then Ralph looks at him because he can't yell at him because he's getting flattered. And I looked to Norton like.
Also, Jim Norton, thank you.
You still here?
He's playing somewhere.
Did you have a long drive?
Stress Factory.
Oh, yeah.
732. This weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
With the funny number.
Sit down for a second if you haven't been listening. 732-545-4242. But that is ha-ha.
It's spelled ha-ha.
H-A-H-A. 545-ha-ha.
Or you can get the, you know, call that collect stuff with the guy from the Rockford Files, and they can just tell you what the phone number is. James Garner.
But it's so much more fun to dial the ha-ha yourself.
Didn't he have some ass cancer or something, too?
He had the ass cancer, Tony.
I'm still the boss.
Tony, what's happening?
Tony, get Sandy Kane out of my house.
Also, Brother Joe, of course.
Thank you.
He brought in some great stuff today.
Bar 9, baby.
The George Harrison song and Aunt's mom singing and Joe's mom singing.
He's always happy to help out.
It was like the Partridge Family.
He's playing Bar 9 tonight. Let him get his plug in.
I apologize.
All right. 9th Avenue between 53rd and 54th. And don't forget, hit Rotgut at www.mp3/rotgut1.
There you go. Always the plug stat. It's all right.
Patrick Ewing, you can remember that on the witness stand? He told me
And Cowbell Bill, of course. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks, guys. By the way, we're going to be plugging in tonight.
Yeah. Plugging in tonight, man.
Sure, hey, Joe, if I go to Bar 9, can we maybe get a song out there, man?
Absolutely, sure.
All right, Jay might show up at Bar 9.
Everything tonight?
Yeah, drums. I mean, the whole show.
Do you guys want Sandy Kane to show up?
No, she showed up last time.
Well, Sandy
Kane shows up. I don't know if I could sing.
You know what happens? She sits on the couch. You know how they got the couches kind of in front by the stage?
Yeah.
She sits there. Everyone else is packed in like sardines, and all the couches are empty because no one wants to sit on the couch.
Sandy
Kane and Garrett Morris on the couch.
Sharing their full-blown AIDS.
Oh, God.
Speaking of, if Steven shows up tonight.
Steven always shows up.
Right,
it's a bar.
You know what the best part about full-blown AIDS is? Last time I was at Bar 9 to see Joe on 9th Avenue between 53rd and 54th, starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Buy a lot of beer and tip the waitresses because they're hot and we're all trying to get laid with them.
Right. www.mp3/rockgut.
All right. Yeah.
Is when Dina Cola reads the words to the second verse, you got to watch. His hands are shaking like Ronald Reagan's. Yeah. He is, you'd think a comedian would be at ease on stage. No. The guy is shaking like a 9-year-old girl the first time she sees a donkey's tee.
You know how his eyebrows move? They alternate when he's singing.
Yeah, it's like looking at my Rottweiler.
It's because he's doing spoken word.
Let's go to the phones and play. What did we learn on the show today? Carolyn.
Hey.
Oh, is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Caroline, Brian.
Nice.
It's Caroline. What's up, Caroline?
Well, today I learned that today's tragedy is tomorrow's carnival ride.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yes.
Thank you for playing along.
Oh, I thought you had a second.
It sounded like it.
It sounded like she might have had a second. All right. Eric learned that Norton gets his pick of the chicks who don't blink. Almac today learned Ant's family can drink and Opie's family can Prozac. Jersey Gary learned a lot today. I learned on the O'Nay show today, when a hot girl goes to smell her feet, you got to go sneak a peek at her peach.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get more of a laugh downing the stress factory than seeing Norton there this weekend.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's good.
Is that off? I think that's Christine writes, off of Darkness on the Edge of Town.
And then he writes,
the whole
ha.
One.
Ha. He also learned, I'd rather be trolling for pepperoni at the Promise Town Pizzeria at 2 a.m. than go home with Sandy Kane and Twato. That's a good callback.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Sliding down the deck of the Titanic to my icy, watery grave is actually fun. An O&A family reunion is a Prozac-munching, alcohol-swilling affair. Line of the day, be aware of the bullets. A few might hit you. And finally, he learned brewer on AIDS with less money and movie credits equals Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm. That guy, who's that guy? That's strong.
That was real good.
Very good.
Stuff, right?
Good stuff.
Good, funny stuff.
He set a high standard for the other people that email in, you know?
See? That's why we might stop right there. Jason.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
I learned today that it's going to take 80 damn years for me to be able to get around a Columbine paintball out.
He was working on it, Opie, and I think the idea came across, but the delivery a little weak. Jay?
Sorry,
I have no idea what happened.
It's okay. It's all
right. I do comedy for a living. I'm not sure what sentence just happened. Like, I was like, I walked into the wrong classroom. I was like, this is definitely nothing in my stratosphere. I'm out of here. This is like...
I think this guy's name's Concord.
Concord.
Yeah, what's up, player?
What's up, fellas?
I feel you, Monty.
How are you?
Go ahead, Monty. I feel you.
All right. Martin Lawrence invented the phrase, what's up?
Right.
And Patrick Ewing speaks no English.
Right. There you go.
He was listening. You just learned that today?
Well, you said it.
They threw oranges at him in Cambridge.
Patrick Ewing can't read this sign.
Peace, boys.
All right. There you have it.
Look at Phil from Philly.
Patrick,
Conan O'Brien knows real talent.
Nice. Opie, see how it comes Opie. Around? Like,
I didn't think anybody heard that.
I slid that
out.
That
was just...
I like
Opie
the Magic Johnson
into
line
the
today.
Hall of Fame on the ballot. Just slipped in.
Mike, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
Yeah, I had that Chandra Levy hide-and-seek game, too.
I learned a character actor and a B-star makes the best goddamn radio ever.
Oh, good.
Ra-Ra Ricky. Ooh, that's right, Opie.
Man, we should have somebody.
Ra-Ra Ricky.
Yeah, everybody's real sharp. This is good news, man. Good news. Everybody's sharp today.
Yeah, like a tack.
Dad from Hoboken. I learned playing the part of a parrot makes you a character actor.
I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Marie. Marie Allweather.
George, what's going on?
Look at my...
George, go. Oh,
yeah, I learned that there was a Bigfoot sighting at a strip club in Atlanta.
Oh. Yes!
Oh.
Nice!
Exactly how the show should wind up.
The guy didn't even get good footage because he fell off his horse with the camera. I hate when that happens.
Kind of shaky.
Kind of shaky. We're outie, man. We'll continue the party at Bar 9 tonight.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Thanks to everyone, man. We'll do it tomorrow on Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. I think we're just talking to New York right now, Anthony.
Hey, New York. Our favorite little who is...
We love you.
Love New York.
Yeah.
You're the one we come home to.
That's right.
After we're out banging the other whores in the other cities.
Baby, them other bitches don't mean nothing.
We come back to you.
You know New York. You are favorite bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We have some Planet of the Apes movie passes giveaway. A couple pairs.
I'm so sick of making jokes. I'm not even going to try.
Don't even make the joke.
I'm not making any jokes. I'll even ring the bell without making the goddamn joke. Jeez.
I think this movie's going to stink.
No. Come on. Stop it. Hey, I love that.
Isn't it called Jackpot?
Huh?
Isn't it called
Jackpot? See, that's where we get into trouble.
Hey, let's stop. Take the high road here.
Yeah. Yeah. Pipe down over there.
Pipe down.
Pipe down.
He's quite a pistol.
Planet of the Apes. We're giving away some passes, Opie.
Tim Burton's going to make this movie look visually great, and it's going to just... Dang.
How do you know? See, now you're going to go in. I picture this scene. Opie, Sandy, Opie's blankie in the movie theater. Now you're going to be all in and on because you already predetermined that this is going to suck.
Go rent the original.
They
didn't even have a budget, so like the apes in the background had the Halloween mask on.
Yeah, they got
I love that.
Bad ape mask on.
All right, well, if you want to go see Planet of the Apes,
yeah,
it's going to do huge numbers, obviously. There's a special screening at the Ziegfeld Theater tomorrow night. If you could go, give us a call. We got a couple pairs of tickets. 212-757-1027. Thank you, 20th Century Fox.
Mm-hmm.
The film opens on Friday. I think everyone knows that.
Great.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Hey, you braved the beach yet? You're still trying to fit into that bathing suit? You fat pig. It's time to take the one product that works 45 minutes guaranteed. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's the natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2. Helps stop the cravings, plus it gives you the extra boost of energy you need to get through the workout of the workday or whatever. Stacker 2 works. You take one little yellow capsule, and 45 minutes later, you feel the effects guaranteed. And if you're gorging yourself with food, even after you're full, Stacker 2 curbs your appetite, crushes the cravings. You won't eat like a pig. You eat what you want. You just don't eat as much. That's how it works. Whether you want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Stacker 2 works. Our listeners tell us all the time. Log on, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Stacker2.com, Stacker2.com, or call them up. 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or you could get it at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd Genebis, Vitamin World, Dwayne Reed, A&P, it's all over. Get on the Stacker 2.